fucking do. God damn it. Fuck! Oh, shit. Dang. Yeah, check, check. Hey, Laura, check your fucking phone. L. Look at this stupid shit this guy. I gotta get my shit. Never mind. Just look at that stupid shit. That's how much the rent costs. And look what the fuck that bitch. Man, I'm sorry. I'm gonna get back to the show. I gotta do the show. God damn. Are you fucking serious? Yes. Ah, yes. I love that shit. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. We're in for this 2 hours of motherfucking game. Shout out to all my motherfucking chat room dogs. Shout out to y'all checking out the show. Guys, y'all call in. Y'all got the number. Shout out to the Meat Pill community. Shout out to all you guys that actually really want to learn some game. Guys, this is all for you, man. Everything we do is to get you to see the game differently. Everything we do is 100% original. All comes in-house. And that's what we're going to be talking about, some in-house game. Because we have got to get you to start switching your mindset, to start thinking in a different way. Many guys see the game as being victims. And all you guys that listen to this show, you're not victims. You're learning game. And I'm proud of you motherfuckers. All you guys out there, I'm proud of y'all. Y'all are working hard. Y'all are busting your ass. And I salute you guys. Y'all are good men. But we got to make you fucking better men. Fuck being good. Better, great, masters. That's what we're going to do today. Guys, shout out to the 323 listeners to the show. But we want to definitely chop it up with y'all guys. And if y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask. Put a Q in there. Y'all have the number. Y'all can call in. But let's get into the show itself so we can break some stuff down to you guys out there. We got 2 hours, so I just go into the show itself. There's something beautiful and serene about sitting on the throne. About not worrying about women, not worrying about does she like you or is she interested in you or anything like that. See, the one thing that you guys cannot conquer, one thing that you have not accepted, and this is what this show is for, to help you see and hopefully accept a few things with the game, and that is accepting that right now you have not conquered things internally. You have not conquered those things. And see, your core, your fingerprint, your name that you guys don't even understand is the key to all of your happiness. And the beautiful thing about working with your happiness is this, is that the more you work on your mind, your castle, the more you work on your scribe, the more you work with your construction worker, your detective, your warrior, your amusement park, your studio, your guide, your marketing team, your culinary school. It is better to work with yourself, gentlemen. It is better to work with yourself than what? Than being controlled by them. It's better to work for yourself than being controlled by this right here. And that's what we're going to talk about, the control. See, you don't understand that because you have not conquered you, you cannot function in this thing or in this world because of how you see the world right now. You see it in guess of the world that you see or is, you see it one way. You don't see it, you see it as not being right. Everything is wrong. Women are wrong. Life is wrong. The way women treat us is wrong. It is wrong that they are fucking everybody. You just name all the things that is wrong with this world that you look outside of yourself. And there's no wonder why you can never inspire yourself, stand up for yourself, believe in yourself, and realize that you can activate something inside of you. You can. I can't activate it for you, but you can activate it for yourself when you actually learn game. Thank you, Dave G. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you, Dave G. And as I say for you guys out here that are listening, guys, y'all calling, we got your coverage. I got a question, go ahead and ask as I continue this breakdown of helping you guys out. See, it is very difficult to have focus when you're going through an emotion. Some of you are going through the emotion of anger. Some of you are going through the emotion of confusion. Some of you are going through both of these things. But all these things are triggering you in a way where you are blinded or do not have a clear idea of how you can move in this world. Because your scribe that you don't use is so beneficial to you because the power of words that go through your head are going to either guide you, evolve you, or hold you down. Okay? I want you guys to think about that for a second as I break this down to you guys. I want y'all to think about that. Think about the words you use, not to a woman, to yourself, and how those words harm you. When you are utilizing your words that come from your thought, whether you text it, whether you say it to a woman face to face, whether you say it on a date, are you making things better by what you're saying, or are you making it worse by what you're saying? Are the words that you are using, are they connecting with the woman to move her where you wanted to go, but or are they running her away from you because you have no idea what the hell it is you're saying? It's amazing that you can see for so many of you guys out there that there's a lot of mommy in you. There's unfortunately a lot of mommy in you. And the reason there's a lot of mommy in you is because y'all got to look at yourselves right now. So many of you guys thrive on gossip and drama. Think about all you do all day is spend all your life either gossiping about somebody and some other woman to make you say, this is why I should go to another planet. You're gossiping about women and your drama feel like, oh my God, I can't believe she did that to that guy. See, I told you about women. And you do all this because you guys avoid facing the truth of who you actually are to yourself. You're really upset. You're really mad. But it's not a mad and upset. It's because you are the creator of everything you create because you choose not to learn. And we talked about the power of having a willingness. As I told you before, I'm the only one that tells you, you had it when you were born. You had it when you got to the egg. You had it when you were laying on your fucking back and decided to roll your ass over. You had it when you started lifting yourself up. You had it when you tried to fucking do this weird thing called crawl and fall on your face. You had it when you started to crawl and you started to lift yourself up on the wall because the humans were using two legs and not four, and you started to do it then. You started to do it when you had a training wheels on your bike. So I always tell you that what is the excuse if you have all those qualities in you? What is the excuse? You choose not to master yourself. You choose not to focus. You choose not to be determined. You choose not to have courage. You choose not to actually connect with yourself. But then you have this expectation that women are supposed to just bow over and just kiss your fucking ass. How the fuck does that work? Tell me how that works. Because there is a difference that women see in us that we've already seen in ourselves. And we'll talk on it. There are things that they've seen in us that we see in ourselves that you guys don't see. Because when you get a woman to give you a little bit of play, whether it is a text message or she reaches out to you, you actually think you're lucky. You actually think you won the lotto. You think that, man, I'm lucky because she's reaching out to me. But the man that has conquered himself realizes that, you know what? She's the lucky one because I'm giving her a little bit of my time. You guys walk through this world always trying to oversell yourselves to everybody by trying to build up muscles, trying to wear fancy-ass clothes, nice-ass shoes and watches, and you're trying to do everything you can to oversell yourself. And yet, it's not working for you. Where a motherfucker with game doesn't sell shit. He doesn't oversell, gentlemen. A man over-delivers. I don't need to sell myself to anybody because I know anyone that's fucking with me, it's a wrap. Because I know how to take your mind and your body and everything you are beyond you're thinking I can over a motherfucking deliver. But the man that oversells is a man who can't do shit because he's banking on the woman falling in love with the clothes, the cars, and all that bullshit ass status that these guys have got y'all on, where it's really just hurting you guys out here. Y'all notice how miserable you are? I think women can see that you're frowning all the time. It's like you have this like cloud over your head and it's just raining on you. You're just feeling miserable. You don't think women can't recognize that in you? You don't think women can't feel that when you send her that boring ass, well, what do you do for a living and all that silly weak shit you do? But you know what? A woman can see our smile from a long way, goddammit. And it doesn't matter what we do. Everything we do is on an impactful way that she can see that smile isn't because we see her as sexy. That smile is because she gets to hang out with a sexy motherfucker. We know that smile isn't because she's beautiful. That smile is if she does everything correctly, she gets some of my attention. She gets some of my time. She gets some of my respect. And if she's good enough, she gonna get some of my dick. That's why we smile. That's why we're excited. Y'all guys are excited as in, oh my God, she's so pretty. She's so sexy. Oh, what am I gonna do? Oh, she'll never like a guy like me. And I don't know, kiss her. Man, fuck all that shit. Our smiles are different. Because we know for the first time in her fucking life, she gets to be with a motherfucking winner. For the first time in her life, she gets to go beyond her thinking of what she thinks a motherfucker is. And I, or those like me, are the source. That's how the smile they can see, because they can feel our motherfucking arrogance, our confidence in who we are and what we do. They can see it, and they just cannot understand it. They can't. But here's the thing. So unfortunately, most of y'all guys out here, because of your thinking outside of yourself, you actually think because you figure something out about the game that you're a fucking expert at. You think because you can talk to women, you're an expert. You think because a woman's giving you a little play, you're an expert to tell your loser fucking friends how to run game, and you know nothing, because guess what men do? We don't look at ourselves as experts, because I am a student of the game. I am constantly soaking in information and constantly growing and constantly learning. I know me today, like the back of my hand. I know me today, but tomorrow me, I don't know that motherfucker. I have no idea who he is, what the fuck he is, and what he's capable of doing. But I know that that's where I'm going tomorrow. But because you want to shut yourself off to the world and shut yourself off and think you can solve it yourself, that you will never, ever get the gist of the game to be that much powerful and that have that much strength in yourself. Because all you can do is either live in someone else's presence or live in your past or live in their past. I don't think y'all heard me. You either live in someone else's presence, which means that whatever's going on with that guy, you actually think you're that person and you're living his life. Or you are living that guy's past. This is what a woman has done to me. This is why it's no fair. I can't get a woman in the United States. Oh, my God. And all y'all motherfuckers do is live in his presence or present, excuse me, or you live in his future. But see, when you learn game, you live in the present and you foresee moving into the future based off of the information you have learned and stored for yourself in the past, gentlemen. There lies the difference of being one of one. You cannot be one of one when you're living through the eyes of another man. Or are you ready, guys, living the eyes of another woman? Living through a woman. Letting that woman, which she says, defines you. You wait for the world to define you. You wait for your fucking parents to define you. You wait for your pastor to define you. You wait for women to define you, or you wait for a YouTuber to define you. But yet you expect them to respect you when you have no self anything. No self anything, gentlemen. You don't believe in your motherfucking self. You shape your reality off of women and men. You actually shape who you are off of what a woman does to another man. Listen, doesn't that, I can't even understand what the fuck I just said, but that's the truth. You're looking at other men to define you. But it's not just the men that are defining you. You looking at these weak motherfuckers getting ran by women to make you say, well, guess what? If it happened to me, it's going to happen to you. And you define yourself because you have no standards. You have no name. You have no motherfucking laws, no rules, no codes, no principles, no mission statement, no narrative, nothing. And you expect a woman to play nice, to treat you with kid gloves? Fuck you. But it gives you a good reason to believe that guy. Because when you're two of one, four of one, seven of one, you can't even see what the fuck is in your face because you're waiting for one of those motherfuckers out there to tell you what you should be, how you should move, and how you should think. So then when you get in front of a woman, when you take the risk, of reaching out because your heart's pounding, your palms are sweaty, Mom's Spaghetti, Eminem, I guess that's around it, but your palms are sweaty, you're nervous, heart is pumping. And you're saying to yourself, what should I do? Because in your warped, weak, creepy-ass mind, You have nothing to offer any woman, but you think that she should just automatically say, oh, hey, don't say anything. Let's just go to your place and let me go ahead and start undressing right now and let me give myself to you. You don't think women see that in you guys? You don't think women see that she can conquer your land easily? You have no, listen, I'm sorry, but there is something in women that forces them, that goes against nature. It forces them to have to try to sit on the throne and be king to you being queen. So they get pissed off at you and frustrated because you can't make any decisions for yourself. There's nothing there. You have no aspirations for anything other than sitting around taking notes, waiting for the next YouTuber to come along, or you're waiting for the next guy to scream at a woman so you can get your goddamn pom-poms and start cheering the motherfucker. Do y'all see why you lose? You're in the feminine and you don't even realize you're in the feminine. But a man, so beautiful. When you are actually one of one, you become this weird thing to a woman called an untouchable. They can't touch you. But because they can't touch you, they start thinking about touching you here first. Because they can't figure out why you ain't trying to touch them. Why you're not running behind them. Because as a man, we master ourselves. We master movement. We master all things. But the one thing we master that most of y'all don't understand is time. We have to master time because we don't see time the way you see time. Yeah, we see a clock at 12. You see 12. And yes, we will see 12. But that's as far as it goes. Where the clock, we will see the numbers correctly, but we don't see time the way you see it. You see time as wasting time. I'm going to put it off. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it yesterday. There's no sense of urgency for you guys out there. But one of the sexy qualities of a man is him not understanding time, but utilizing time to benefit him to a point where he gets around a woman, he ain't gonna waste his motherfucking time. Where you guys will always waste your time because time you think is a gimmick. You think that you have all the time in the world, and yet we're in the 9th month of the 20th day. And look at all the wasted time. You have wasted 9 fucking months doing what? Wasting time. Waiting for the next best thing to come and start yelling and screaming at women and shit. Wasting fucking time. Waiting for the next person to tell you how bad women are. Wasting time. Waiting for somebody to tell you this is the problem with women. Wasting fucking time. But then y'all wonder why motherfucking men win, why women are clamoring, taking the knee and doing everything they can to get on our motherfucking ride because we know what time is and we don't waste time. We respect time. See, when you respect time and you respect the game and you respect yourself, there is a connection there. there is a huge connection. When you don't respect time, you don't respect your name, and you know nothing about the game, then you see the world as, I got all the time in the world to sit down. And guys, y'all, look at yourselves right now. I don't know how old you are. Look at yourselves. Look at all the time that you've wasted. All the anger, the bitterness, all the getting mad at women, getting mad at situations, getting mad at somebody else's life. Because you don't see that you're not one of one. If you're not one of one, you can't see what I'm talking about. And it sounds like I'm talking out of the side of my neck right now. Y'all think, for those that can't see, y'all think I'm just crazy right now. But you don't see it because you have to actually wait to be told by your fucking master or your cult leader what your next move is going to be. Who are you going to hate next, and why are you going to hate them next? Why you want to get pissed off at them, and why you want to be upset, and why this and why that, and all these whys, and none of them take the time to ever tell you to work on yourself. But wait a second. See, wait, they do. Wait. They do tell us to work on yourself. But let me say something to you guys. You're working on yourself because of a fucking woman. See, it's not go out there and work on yourself to learn yourself. Always got to be an equation of a woman that has something to do with what it is you're doing. You're not working on yourself because you want to work on yourself. You want to work on yourself to get a tactical advantage over somebody that is tactically smarter than you. And I hate to give women that goddamn credit. Goddamn it. If there's anything I hate to do, I hate to give women that fucking credit. Because these women are just doing and minding their own fucking business, doing whatever it is they want to do. And all you guys are doing is bird watching these women, judging these fucking women for everything they're doing to everybody else but you. Ah, she's fucking a lot of people. You ain't mad because she's fucking a lot of people. You mad she ain't fucking you. Ah, she's dressing like a whore. Oh, no, you're not mad that she's dressing like a whore. You mad because she ain't dressing like a whore for you. Let's be honest here. Let's keep it real. When you say become a student of the game, do you mean putting yourself out there to fail? Brother, you don't fucking fail. There's no such thing as Mike, allow me to give you an example of what the fuck I'm talking about using a fucking marker. I want to open the marker. Just open. I win. I want to open the marker. Damn, it won't open. I win. Because the fucking marker doesn't define who the fuck I am. How do I... Tell me, Mike. How do you fail when you're doing what it is you want to do? Please tell me, when you are a man, how the fuck do you fail when the woman has every fucking right to say no? Wait. When did it come to, wait. What world are you in, Mike, where women have to do what you want them to do? So women don't have a right to be in love with someone else? Women don't have a right to be married to someone else? Women don't have a right to be interested in someone else? No, they just what? They just got to just bend over to your will? So Mike, tell me, educate me. What the fuck has failed? Explain to me what the fuck has failed. Don't you fail by not achieving the result. No, Mike. Because as a man, the result does not define me, brother. See, when you ain't got game, that's all you are. You what? That's why they're always talking about leg counts and show me your receipts. And you, because weak-minded motherfuckers want to look at somebody else's fucking house and his receipts to see what kind of man he is. Why the fuck does a result make me fail? Brother, I win every time. You want to know why I win? I win because unlike you, Mike, I do what the fuck I want to do when I want to do it. And I don't give a flying fuck if she says yes, if she says no, if she's down, or if she's not. I don't give a fuck. Because what she is, Mike, or what she thinks, Mike, is none of my fucking business. I don't give... Why should I give a fuck what she does? Please explain that to me. Why should I care what her response is to me? Because, Mike, I'll give you a prime example because, again, I'll use time and I'm going to use motherfucking, who I'm going to use? I'm going to use my dog, Dangerous Russ, in this shit. Mike, let's take 12 o'clock, Mike, and let's take 3 o'clock p.m. Let's say a woman, her cat Vittles is sick. She's arguing with her parents. She's not feeling good, and her boss yelled at her. And I rolled up on her, and I tried to spit yak to her at 12 o'clock, and she said no to me because she's having a fucking badass day. Day, somewhere along that day, everything is better. Cat Vittles feels better. She made up with her parents, and her boss apologized to her. So she's out and about at 3 o'clock, and motherfucking Dangerous Russ comes up to her motherfucking ass and starts talking to her, and she gives him game. So let me ask you a question, Mike. Do I fail? Do I fail, Mike? Because she has things in her fucking world that are happening to her. Do I fail because she's not interested in me because she's got shit going on in her life? Do I fail, Mike? Tell me. Is that a failure? Because I put my bid in and she's not interested in me? Gentlemen, there are always circumstances that come along with women. There will always be circumstances. You don't know what happens before you walk up on her. And whatever's happening could decide if she wants to talk to you or not. But why would I do myself a great disservice? Why, Mike, I know, thank you, Mike, but why would I be hard on me for doing everything I set out to do? I went up to her. I did all my checklists, everything I wanted to do. I did everything perfectly to perfection. Good job, Steve, good job. Everything to perfection. Let me move the cameras. I know the cameras probably make you all sick. I do everything to perfection, Mike. And she's just not interested in me. Mike, am I supposed to feel bad? Am I supposed to? No, women are terrible. Women ain't shit. Women are just awful people. And then, wait a second. And then I'm walking around that corner, and then I see the same woman with Dangerous Russ. Can I be mad at him because she gave him play and she didn't give me play? That's not a loss. I commend that man because you know what? He was just at the right place at the right time. How can I be mad at him? And Jeremy, let me help you out. This is, I don't think you're new here, so let me introduce myself to you. Jeremy, I welcome you here with open arms. Please relax, take notes. But one thing we ask you not to do is we are not on any type of homophobic things. And when you ask about other men, that shows that you like other men. So if you want to fuck another man or something like that, you're in the wrong class. Because I don't think about other fucking men and what the fuck they're doing like you. And that's what I'm just trying to show y'all. So Jeremy, I'm going to act like you didn't ask that question, because it sounds like you want to be on some dick or some shit like that. And if that's the case, you're in the wrong room. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go, because I'm going to let that slide. But don't ever ask another fucking man what he thinks about another fucking man, dog. Men don't do that shit.
Well, hey, buddy, what do you think about that guy?
Are you fucking serious? Who the fuck talks that way?
What do you think about Roger?
Oh, here he goes.
Hey, Tom, hey, can I talk to you for a second, Tom?
Sure. Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, Tom, I want to know. Hey, man, what do you think about Dangerous Russ?
Oh, well, I never even thought about him.
No. Well, what do you think about him? I mean, what do you think about another man? Ooh, what do you think about another man? Tell me what you think about that man. Oh, my God. Tell me about that man. Is it his eyes, his hair? Oh, my God. Is it where he's wearing? Tell me about that other man. And we don't do that shit.
Fucking asking about other men. The fuck are you doing? You ask about your fucking self. Don't ask about other men. Fuck is that about? Let's get that shit together. This is what I'm saying to y'all, man. Why are y'all so fixated on men? I don't understand. What is the fixation on another man that you not only do what that motherfucker's telling you to do, but you believe what that motherfucker's... Gentlemen, let me help you out, J-Dog. Let me help you out, J-Dog. Okay. If a guy tells you that women are bad, in the United States, you better fucking run. Because it's the same. Here he is. This is him.
Hello, I am a passport brother. I want to let you know. No. Oh, wait. Get it together. Yes, I want to let you know that these earth women, they are no good. They are not good for us. This is the best thing to do. Please take your passports and go to Mars, because it is not fair how the earth women treat us. So go to Mars, get your passport right now. You got to go right now.
Do you fucking, and y'all motherfuckers believe that shit? Are you fucking serious? Gentlemen, I say to y'all guys, all my dogs out here, I say this to y'all guys. Follow the man that says, find you. Follow the man that says, stop following other men. Follow the man that says, you have greatness inside you, and stop worrying about motherfucking men or women or smurfs or elves or unicorns, whatever the fuck they come up with. The fuck is that shit about? Running behind other men. And for what? Look at what you're doing to yourself. Look at how you're self-sabotaging yourself and how they're fucking... Guys, oh my God, you just don't see how the... Okay, for you church aficionados, he's called the Antichrist. For you other motherfuckers, he's called a snake oil salesman. They don't want you to fucking... Dude, guys... Do you think the marketers and advertisers want you to be free? Do you think they want you to be free? So what do you think the YouTube algorithm does to you motherfucking guys? It makes you see and believe the shit you see on the internet, because you think just because you see it on YouTube, it's actually real.
Are you fucking kidding me? What should I say to this girl? This girl, she said, let's talk more before we meet. And I'm thinking she's, no, anonymous, no, no, anonymous. If you had your beard, you would know what to say, but I help you out. Anonymous, I have no problem with us or you taking your time to the woman. I have no problem. I had to say this before the other woman. I have no problem taking your time. I just don't want to waste our time. I don't want to waste your time, and I don't want you to waste my time. As long as we're going towards intimacy, I'm fine with that. But whenever I feel like you are treating me like your gay best friend and shit like that, I'm gone. Whenever, if I ever feel like you're wasting my time and we're not really, if I feel like we're not moving forward, and I, like I say, listen to me, Anonymous, this is not a threat. I'm just being honest with her. Take all the time you want because I don't want to force myself on you. I want you to see the benefits you'll get by being with me. And if I feel that you feel that there are no benefits to me, then I will let you go. So you don't have to worry about anything. I will give you your fucking pink slip, and I will go to the next woman. See that, Anonymous? That's all. Listen, it's okay. See, some women out there, remember, Anonymous, there are women out there that have morals, okay? They have judgments and values, and they're just not going to fuck, date, or hook up with you like porn. Some women want to, you know, kick the tires, test you out, feel you out to see if who you are when we first met is the same person as we are talking. Women will do that. But this is a very, and now listen, this is very important. I'm about to show you something. It's very tricky what I'm telling you right now, okay? Because you're walking a very fine line, okay? Always remember, okay? I'm going to show y'all, guys, get your crayons out. Let me show y'all guys this real quick. Let me break this down real quick, okay, for you guys out there. Y'all got questions, I got you. The lines are open. T, I got you right there on your next question and all this other stuff. But let me explain two things to you, okay? This is very important, okay? As I said before, there are beliefs, judgments, morals, values, and she doesn't fucking trust you, okay? Now, what I'm saying to you is this. Every move you make is going to either push you forward or it's going to push you to the left where you're going to be creepy and a loser, or you're going to push to the right and get into the friend zone and the, you're just like a brother to me and all other stuff. So this is very important. Listen, Anonymous. This is going to be shocking. Has nothing to do about what the woman is saying, because that's probably the same thing she says to everybody else. It all comes down to this right here. Let me grab that shit. This is what it comes down to right here. This right here. How you, not her, how you interact with yourself first, Anonymous. So you thought I was going to say the woman. No. It's how you, Anonymous, interact with yourself. So if you are talking to your fucking self, you can only be two different things. You can either bend her reality or bend your reality by how you talk to yourself, or you can be something totally different. And what sways a lot of men is that they always play it safe, beat around the bush by talking at women versus those that get move forward. They learn how to talk to women because they're not wasting their motherfucking words. Well, gee, how's your day going? How you doing? Where's your last boyfriend? And how we don't do that shit. Everything that you say, Anonymous, I say to you, my brother, has got to move her not to the end result, but it has to move her to start thinking for herself. Remember, guys, you never force sex on a woman. You don't push up on a woman. You don't beg. You don't barter. What you do is simply position yourself. Always remember, guys, when you position yourself, let me find it. Gentlemen, when you position yourself, what happens is there is going to be behavior and emotions will always override the belief. You don't have to do anything. That's the battle in her head. The behaviors and the emotions will always override and supersede her mindset, because when you are doing it, she's going to recognize the emotional benefits in you. She's going to recognize the safety benefits in you, which is going to get trust and behavior modification. Because at that point, she's going to start to realize there is emotional elevation and value in that, where not you tried to modify the behavior. She recognized the beauty, worth, and value in you, where she modifies the behavior. Gentlemen, she modifies the behavior. And behavior modification, I always got to show you this. Behavior modification starts like this. When they think about you, when they're questioning who the fuck you are, why are you this way? So you got to look at you, and I see what you're saying, but you're looking at it wrong, because she's allowed to say, I want to take my time. But remember, hey, Anonymous, ready for this? Just like the average guy, women waste time too. Because that's all they know and have been taught to do is waste time, because they've never been with a motherfucker who's about time. You see what I'm saying? They will waste time too. And they will, and listen, if you are sitting around and you can't tell a woman what the fuck to do, and I don't mean what the fuck to do is like, come over my house, let's fuck. I didn't say that. I'm saying be able to lead and guide her. That telling her what to do by leading and guiding her. If you cannot lead and guide a woman, you cannot tell her what to do, because you can't even lead and guide yourself, gentlemen. Our public, our PDFs, I guess that's public displays of, I guess, what is that? Wait. Does that mean public displays of affection? That means, okay. Okay, what is that PDS available? People Dating Mission, Mr. Furniture, Black Patreon, back to the old Patreon Room King. Dude, send me a fucking email. Don't be asking me any fucking things. Send me an email, dude. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Send me an email. What I'm saying to all you guys out there that choose to listen to this motherfucking ism is that you waste time. But the worst part of wasting time is actually defining yourself by another man's failures or another man's successes. How does that even work? How can you look at someone else and say, because he has success? All right, let me show y'all something, because I've run into this a lot. Okay. You will see a guy with a beautiful woman, and because your perception and your reality is skewed, you're going to automatically assume just because he's with that woman that he has success. Now, I'll give you an example, because I ain't shit. Try to put my bid in at a club with this chick. And she shot me down. She said her man is here. Okay, cool. I let that shit go. Let it slide. Went about my way. I then proceeded to talk to other women like I always do. And just like you know it, they always get mad. Or they always want to talk to you in like this. So it wasn't that night, gentlemen. Wasn't that, because it's not a fucking fairy tale. It's not a happily ever after night like these motherfuckers lie to you about. This woman said she had a man, okay? And a few weeks later, I saw her at the club, and she was at her man, with her man. I saw it. I wasn't staring at it. I just saw it, you know, just walking. You see it. And I kept it pushing, doing my thing. Boom, boom, boom. It wasn't until, like, damn, 1 month, 2 months, it's a minute. Still with that man, she says. She bumps into me and just calls me. Why am I always called a whore? I was called a whore by the woman that has a man, but you have a man, so why you call me a whore? Because all you're doing is talking to women, blah, 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 blah. Here's my number, whatever. Because I knew it was already over when she came up to me, gave me a number. Now, I want you to understand this. See, you guys see women that say they have a man, or a guy has a woman and he thinks he's posting up because he thinks he's doing shit. But what y'all don't understand is when you see a man with a woman, whether they're dating, living together, in a relationship, engaged, or married, just because he's with her doesn't mean he's actually with her. Allow me to explain. You guys see a guy with a girl and you think he's the luckiest guy, man. He must have game to get that woman. But I'm going to tell you why I explain it to you. Because see, what y'all understand is one of the biggest things women have always done, even during junior high and high school, it's the weirdest thing when you're lying in bed with them. They just, it's like a Oprah Winfrey show or some shit like that, where you're in bed with her and all she tells you is how much of a sucker she's with. He's weak. He's soft. He gets on my fucking nerves. He does this and he does that. But see, you guys understand. And some women's like, look, he told me he was going to pay for my rent. He told me he's going to pay for my lifestyle. He bought me a car. He bought me jewelry. He paid this. He paid that. So, gentlemen, what you see isn't always going to be reality to you. But your perception gives you a skewed reality, thinking that just because that guy's with that woman, he's being respected by that woman. That's not the case. That's not the case. Because sometimes women are kind enough to allow you guys to act like you're king around them. I can't tell you how many times I've seen women, I tell you, like my roommate, okay? When I had to live with my roommate. So when they go somewhere, she would always let him be seen as king. Remember I told you guys, like, when you move, sometimes even though you move at the end of the month, sometimes your apartment won't be ready till like out of the middle of the month. Y'all know what I mean if y'all ever move. So sometimes there's this, like, transition where you have to find a place to stay. So I asked, can I go stay with him while I'm making that transition to move, right? So remember, in front of everybody, she allows him to, you know, portray the leader of the whole thing. Man, I get over there and all she's doing is berating him, yelling at him, cussing him out, doing all this shit. Remember I told you, it got to a point where when he wanted to go outside in his boxer shorts and she just fucking told him that if you go outside your boxer shorts, I'm going to take all my clothes off in front of Steve. And I had to leave. I had to leave at that point. But what I'm saying is that what you see isn't always what is actually happening. When you see a woman with a sugar daddy, she's got to portray the role of this. This is not, she doesn't act like you're her man, but she gives you crumbs of attention to make you feel good, to keep the money going, like the stripper. The reason why a lot of guys love the stripper club is because of how the women make them feel. Think about this for a second. These guys don't feel good. Women are just like walking all over them, but they know when they go in a strip club that a beautiful woman is going to make me feel like I'm just a beautiful man by sitting on my lap, asking me about my day, rubbing my chin, or just telling me how good I look and all this other stuff. but it comes with a price. It always comes with a price. And that's what y'all guys don't see. Y'all guys only see what you're supposed to see. And you actually think that what you actually see is real. I tell you guys, please don't believe me. I'm sure there's something on YouTube that shows you how they make videos. I think MTV used to have a show called Making the Video, I think, guys. And I want y'all to, if you get a chance, watch that. It's called Making the Video. I think it's a little long. It's pretty old, but, I mean, this is when MTV was doing videos versus reality shows. MTV, for all you new guys, MTV used to play nothing but videos, okay? It wasn't reality shows. It was nothing but videos, okay? So they had a show called Making the Video, and I ask all you guys, don't believe me, please see it for yourself. Because what they will show you is behind the scenes of a video that you watch. Because a blind man's perception is automatically going to think when he sees a guy that's in a jet, a boat, or in a fucking mansion with nice fancy cars all lined up around him with naked, scantily clad ass women dancing on him, that they say, wow, he's the light, just the lifestyle he has. He's a G. He's wearing tight pants. I remember that a lot of y'all guys would follow these guys. They were wearing pants that were hanging off their ass. Remember that, guys? I don't think you guys know that that came from prison. All you guys that sag, and some of you guys doing that sagging your pants, I don't think you realize where that came from. It came from prison. But somebody took what was from prison and they tried to make it the end thing, because what y'all understand is when you sag your pants in prison, that means your butt is free for any man that wants. That's what it was. Don't believe me. Look it up. I'm not saying. So when you, all you guys that sag, that you were taking on gay tendencies, sagging and having your ass hanging out, thinking that was a cool thing, knowing that you didn't even do the research on the shit, but it came from prison. Well, no, I'm not talking about the slavery where the slaves can't wear the belts, because most slaves didn't really sag where they asked. Slaves didn't have underwear. I'm talking about prison where you were showing your underwear, your boxers, in prison. So what I'm saying to you guys, y'all don't know, but I asked you guys to watch Making the Video because, see, or MTV Cribs. Now, we're not Cribs. It's more like Making the Video, but the world knows that a man that's not rooted in his foundation is gullible to anything. He's what they call impressionable. Now, guys, we all get a pass when we're kids because we're fucking kids. We see Christmas, we get excited. Halloween, you know, we get excited. I mean, those are things that impress. I mean, as children, you get a fucking pass, but not as a grown-ass man looking at another man's lifestyle or fake lifestyle to say that, I want to be this guy. I want to live this way. See, you know, the thing I love about 50 Cent's Power is that the new one with Raising Kanan, there is a gangster in that motherfucker that's low-key, an art dealer, if you will. He ain't out there saying, I got money, I got the hose, I got the chains, I'm bouncing, I'm driving with my fucking rims with the bass up. No, man, let me explain something to you. See, the real ones are low-key. The real ones don't go out there and just floss to the fucking world what I got. That's what the fake ones do. Daniel, I'll look at that in 1 second. If you send it to me, send it to me. Send it to me to the Man Mindset. At Gmail, I'll do it. The fake ones are always flossing what they don't have. The fake ones floss what they don't have. The real, see, y'all don't understand, business should always be off the street. You should never floss what you have. And like I say, like the art dealer guy, y'all who watch Power or Raising Kanan, y'all know what I'm talking about. That motherfucker is nice and quiet. He's pushing the product, and he keeping his business off the street. But y'all motherfuckers, y'all like to see, y'all, because y'all have a lot of mommy in you, a lot of feminine in you, women get caught up in dresses, purses, and shoes and shit because that's an emotional connection. But a man should never be caught up into another man's false success or his success because his success is his. It is nothing to give him some props, like, oh, yeah, props to you, you know what I mean? Props, you know what I mean? Props to you for your success. But the problem is, y'all are not looking at the success that way. Hold on, D, let me grab that. Y'all are not looking at success that way. Y'all want to live the life of the guy, okay? Y'all are not living the life of the guy. Hold on, D, let me grab these two emails. Wait, let me download this shit. Yeah, look, let me tell you, wait. Before you do this, you got to send, now I'm not going to read this. Wait, let me see this shit. Nope. I need you to send me the whole text message. Don't do that shit because I don't like when y'all motherfuckers lie. What I want you to do is I want you to grab that whole text message. You scratch out her fucking name, print screen that bitch and send it to me because I don't believe, I think you're trying to hide some shit. So send me everything. Don't send me half of shit because I know how y'all motherfuckers are. So those two text messages, just print screen that shit and send that the whole text message so we all can see what the fuck is going on. But yeah, who DJ, right, whoever's the loudest in the room is the weakest. Do y'all understand even the first Power, why people didn't know about Ghost? Because he was never fucking around. He never walked the street screaming at every fucking body, I'm Ghost, I'm running shit. He never did that. But y'all guys want to be the guys. Y'all want to flaunt. You want to ball and quote unquote shot call and act like you about the game and you ain't in the game, man. Because if you were in the game, you would keep business off the street, man. See, what y'all guys don't understand in the game is gentlemen. Once y'all get in the game, you're going to pull women that have certain types of status, okay? You're going to be pulling women that actually have a fucking business, a life, or they have something where they're pillars of the community, or they, you know, they do Girl Scout shit, or they just do their thing, but they don't want their business out on the street because all they want to do is, you know what? I just want to get some dick from you and go about my merry way. I just want to fuck. I just want to get in the hotel. Let's go ahead and fuck. Let's enjoy ourselves and go back to our lives. You go do your thing. I go do my thing. We meet in the middle. That's game right there. But when you guys are out here looking for receipts and sex counts, that shows the lack of mind that you have. Because a real one ain't, okay, real motherfuckers ain't got shit to prove to non-motherfuckers. So if you expect a real motherfucker to give you a number, I mean, what's the number? What's the number that's good enough for you? Because your problem is you're setting another man's number to define yourself versus you creating your own numbers. But a motherfucker that has game ain't going to sit there and say, man, I'm fucking, let me give you all the numbers of women. Man, they ain't doing that shit, man. Because you guys are caught up in things outside of you. Your I do and not your I am. All right, Daniel, let's see if you clean that shit up, Daniel. All right, okay, Daniel, send me the next level of the text message. That's part one. Send me the next one. Jesus Christ. Jesus, you fool. This is bad, Daniel. I'll show you the next one. But grab me. Send me the other one, Daniel, because there is a part you didn't give me where our interaction looking for. Let me see. The woman says, Yeah, I'm not really looking to date anyone. Yeah, Daniel, you haven't finished. Give me the other part. Give me the part where she's saying the date thing. And let me know what you said after that, because we're going to play that. Daniel, I didn't say you were lying, motherfucker. Send me the info. Daniel, just send me the shit. You only sent me one. Send me her remark and send me your remark, brother. That's all I'm asking. See, you're cutting it. See, let me show you what you're doing, Daniel. You're cutting out shit to make it where, you ain't trying to get your ass blasted by me. So what I'm asking you, Daniel, is grab the next text message where she's saying I'm not really looking to date and all that other shit. I want to know what you said before that and what you said after that, Daniel. Okay, you said it. Okay, no, Daniel. I want what is underneath that. I want to know what you said. I'm going to show that. Okay, you gave me that, Daniel. I want to see what you said after she said that, Daniel. Send me the next text message of what you said, because this happened. Oh, shit, it happened today. It happened at, it happened 2 hours ago. So, Daniel, send me what you said, Daniel. Send me what you said. Because I'm going to show everybody, but send me what you said, Daniel. Yeah, the fucking line's open. Let me see if you called in. Daniel, you see what's above me? It says call, call in at, Daniel, wait. See that right there? See the number? The fuck are you asking me to call? Call in. What part? Come on, Daniel. Daniel, is this you? What's going on, Daniel? Is this you, brother? Daniel, are you going to answer your fucking phone? Hello?
Yeah. Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can fucking hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I called you earlier, but
okay,
I wasn't sure if the line was long.
Did you say anything after this, after that? Because I'm about to show the people. Did you say anything after that?
Nah, the first one I sent was the one.
All right, okay, but Daniel, I need to ask you a serious question. Is that the only message you sent her? So what I'm about to show them is the only message, right? This is your only message,
yeah,
right?
I literally just texted her yesterday at 9:33 p.m.
Right.
And then she replied to this.
Hey, I got you. I gotta turn this shit down. All right, hold on, Dave. Give me a second here. All right, let me give you a second. Hold on, D. I got you, baby. I'm gonna post this shit. Hold on, bro. I got you, big dog. Hold on, let me post this motherfucking kick ass shit. Hold on, let me see this shit. Hold on, say. Delete that and let me go to the downloads and I'm going to grab what you said. No, so Dan, did you say anything back to her? That's what I'm asking. Did you say anything back to her?
No, I haven't said anything yet.
Okay, can you tell me why you haven't said anything back to her?
I would have said something, but I figured if you're going to be live today, I was going to eventually just ask
I got you on the get back, but I got to show the fuck guys. Hold on. I got to download this bullshit again. Hold on, guys. Let me download it. I got to find out where I put this bitch at. Okay. So this is 2002. Grab that 2002. Okay. So that is 2002. All right. Hold on, Dan. Let me grab it so everybody can see what we have right here. Okay, Dan, just give me a second. I'm not saying you're lying or anything. I just want to make sure that we have everything so I can send it. All right, here we go. All right, here we go. I'm about to post it to the guys, okay? All right, so all the guys, I want y'all guys to see this while I help Daniel out and shit. Now, Daniel, do you have her number?
Yes, sir.
All right, so so let's look at what you're saying. You're saying, hey, I wanted to touch base. I understand. Wait a second. Daniel, you're not being honest with me, Daniel. How do you know she's not looking for anything, Daniel? If you didn't even talk to her. Let's pause. Hold on, guys. See this, guys? Hold on. Daniel, I asked you Did you talk to her prior to this message and you said no?
Oh, I thought you meant through text message.
Motherfucker, are you serious?
Conversation with her in school, that was, I guess that was...
Daniel, what was the conversation you had with her, Daniel?
Okay. Yeah,
did you fucking hear what I said? What was the fucking conversation, man? What the fuck did you say?
Yeah, I asked if she was in a relationship, and she said no.
Wait. Who the fuck told you to talk? Daniel, let me ask you a question. How long you been listening to me for? How long you been listening to me for?
Honestly, I won't lie. It's been a couple of months.
Then why are you here? Are you here to do things your fucking way, like a loser? Or
yes,
you want to do things like winners do? Well, wait a second. Tell me, since I've been doing this shit for over 35 years, that I've ever said, do you have anything? Please explain to me where I tell you that. Where the fuck did I say that at?
No, you never said that. I know the moment I said it, I knew I fucked up.
Well, then why would you say it? Why would you say that? I'm asking you a question, sir. Why would you say that?
It was a moment of weakness. I got caught up in my head.
Wait, you got caught up in your head. All right. So you asked if she had a boyfriend, then what happened?
Yeah, she said no. And she mentioned she...
All right, so when she said she said that, then what?
So she mentioned she wasn't necessarily looking for anything because she's not in the right edge space at the moment. And I was like,
when she said that to you, what did you say?
Yeah, I told her I was going to text her later. That was what I said.
Wait a second. How did you exchange numbers?
So we were in a group chat because if you look at the message, she mentioned something about kickball. So we were in the group chat.
Wait a second. You tried to get some sidebar pussy off of a group chat, Daniel?
I know her from school, but one of my friends made the group chat, put her number in, and then that was where I got her number for. I talked to her before I texted her.
So wait a second. So then you get in this kickball chat room, right? So she tells she doesn't want. You never gave her your number, right?
No, I didn't. My number was already in the group chat and everything.
But I'm saying that when you asked about her boyfriend or whatever, why didn't you give her your number?
I didn't think about that. I figured since my number was already in the group chat, she already knows who I am. She already knows my number.
You know what backdooring a woman means?
No, sir.
Okay, backdooring a woman means that you're using something else to use to find a way to communicate with her on a sexual level. You knew that motherfucking woman didn't like your weak ass. So what you did is you used the kickball group to talk to her when she didn't want your ass, because a real man ain't asking those silly ass questions. You knew she didn't want you. She told you she didn't want you, right? Right? Right?
That was our first interaction.
Caller Daniel, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, Daniel. Okay. Do you understand no means no, Daniel? Do you understand that she's not interested in you? And when she told you she has a lot to do for herself, what did you do, Daniel? What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I backed off. I guess after like the whole conversation.
Wait, you went to a regular conversation?
Oh, no. So what happened when I asked the question about if she had a boyfriend and she told me she doesn't have any and she wasn't interested in a relationship was that she was going to our apartment and I was going to see a friend. So we just parted ways right then and there after I told her I was going to text her. So that was pretty much.
So you never offered a number 10? Okay. All right, so then, Daniel, what in the fuck made you send this message right here? You knew she wasn't interested in you. So why would you say to her, I understand you're not looking for anything right now, or in, guys. I guess that means right now. And you're busy with school, so there's no pressure. Just off our limited interaction, you seem like a bit, listen, Daniel. Please explain to me why. Why are you writing this weak ass shit?
I thought I was gonna be able to salvage the situation. Probably tell her what I want. I'd go directly to what I want without making it seem. I guess without crossing the creepy line, that was.
Wait. Did you say cross the creepy line? My brother, you crossed it, and not only did you cross that bitch, you set up a fucking house in that motherfucking past that line. You don't think you're creepy now? Okay, Daniel, listen. You ask her about what she has. She fucking tells you she's not interested in you, okay? And then Daniel creeps his little ass to the kickboard chat, and then you hit her up again with this shit right here. I understand you're not looking for anything right now, and you're busy with school. There's no pressure. Just off of limited interaction, you seem like a very interesting lady, fun to interact with. How in the fuck is she fun to interact with, Daniel, when you know nothing about her? How is she wholesome, Daniel, when you know nothing about her? How is she honest, Daniel, when you know nothing about her? And what does this mean? I'm interested in getting to know you in a more int. What the fuck is INT? What is that?
No, there's more. That was why I sent the first picture I sent. That was my whole message to her.
Okay. Wait a second. Give me a second. Oh, okay. Now, wait. Why'd you cut that off, then? Okay, hold on. Let me grab that for you. Hold on, guys. Be patient on my aficionados. Let's see here. Let's grab this. This is weird, Daniel. This is. There's something wrong, right, with Daniel. Look, tell. Hold on, let me grab it. Fuck. Jesus Christ. Daniel. Okay, guys, let me show you. Hold on, before I even. All right, Daniel. Fuck. Let me delete something. God damn it, I got to delete something. Let me see if this is. No, I don't want to delete that. Let me see this one right here. Okay, well, we can let that one go. Let's let that one go. We grab this one right here. Hold on, Daniel. I got you, Daniel. We're gonna everybody see what you got, dog. We gotta see. I'm glad you nutted the fuck up and showed me this, but let's look at what you said to her. Daniel, I need to understand this. Let me open it up. Daniel, please explain to me. Okay. We talked about the elimination. Okay. You're saying, remember, Daniel, she told you she wasn't interested in you. And look how you're pushing yourself up on her. I'm interested in getting to know you more intimately. Why are you saying that, Daniel? Why are you saying that now? And then you're like, enjoy the rest of your night. I'm looking forward to talking to you more. Daniel, where are you at right now? You're in Virginia?
Nah, I moved to Nebraska.
Okay, you got to look up the stalking laws. Dog, do you understand that this is like some weird stalky shit, right? Do you understand that? Do you think that if she wanted to, listen to the last thing you're saying, enjoy the rest of your night like you're like looking out her window. I'm looking forward to talking to you more. Why the fuck would you say that? Please tell me why you would say all that shit.
Honestly, I don't have any excuse. Right,
sir,
now,
sir. I'm asking you, why would you say this to a woman that you know is not fucking interested in you? She made it clear she's not interested in you because you're weird and creepy. So why would you reinforce you being creepy? Because we haven't even gone to what she said. Tell me, what? Tell me, how is she wholesome? How is she wholesome? Please tell me. How is she wholesome?
I said wholesome based off the interaction when we out.
The interaction? You only interacted with... Wait. Do you have a boyfriend? No, I ain't got no boyfriend. Got to go to school. Not interested. Blah, blah. So that lasted about what? 3 minutes? 3 minutes? Daniel, 3 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Daniel, how much time? Three minutes? Was it 3 minutes? Did it last? How long did it last? 3 minutes?
Less than three.
Then how the fuck is she wholesome? Tell me how she's wholesome. How is she wholesome?
I was referencing the interaction on the team. We never really had a direct interaction. But
wait. What was the interaction on the team? Well, you got to kick the ball, run to the base. Okay, you're going to be in first base, second base, third base. Y'all going to be an outfield. You'll be a shortstop and out pitch. Was that where she was wholesome at? Where was she wholesome?
No.
You need to see why y'all losers lose, because you don't even know what you can't even defend the position of what you say. What makes her wholesome? Do you know what makes her wholesome? Do you? What makes her wholesome? Hello?
Nothing.
Okay. So nothing makes her wholesome. Okay. That's it. Okay. So you just do that one up. All right. Next thing is, I'm sorry. Let's go this way. So then what the fuck? What makes her honest?
Oh, no. I didn't say she was honest. I guess that was my construction of the word.
Oh, and
I
honestly.
Said.
Oh, that's you say honest. Okay. Let me back up. Sorry. And honest. That's you. Okay. So wait a second. What makes her interesting?
I thought she was, I guess I used the word interesting because she's...
No, is that not Daniel? You got to tell me. You wrote this shit. I didn't make this up. What makes her interesting? What did she do, goddamn? Did she go through a vortex? No, Daniel. Did she fly? Did a unicorn come out of her ass cheeks? What the fuck made her interesting?
Nothing.
Let's look what she says. Hi, Daniel. Wait. Do you understand what she said? She didn't say hi, Daniel. She said, hi, Daniel. Yeah, I'm not really looking to date anyone right now, but it's really kind of you. and I appreciate you asking, but I'm always open to forming new fucking friendships with weird, creepy motherfuckers. I hope your week has been going well so far, because I'm not going to give you any pussy and I'm not going to suck your dick. And I hope it hasn't been too busy, because I know it hasn't been too busy, because you're a fucking loser that can't get any pussy. But you know what? Can't wait to see you Sunday at kickball. And you're asking me what the fuck you should do? Daniel?
Yes, sir.
Are you asking me what you should do? Are you asking me how you should reply? I'm sorry? You want to know how you should reply, Daniel? Is that it?
I wanted to figure out if the situation is salvageable, but I guess I figured out leaving then.
Wait. Dale, how old are you, sir? How old are you?
22.
Okay. Daniel.
Yes, sir.
If I told you that there was a camp called Crystal Lake, and in that camp was a murdering little kid that grew up to murder every motherfucking body there. Except that, like, there's only one white woman that always escapes it, but she usually gets it, whatever. Would you go camping there if you knew that there was a murdering motherfucker at that camp? So she says you're weird and creepy from Jump Street. Why the fuck are you harassing women? And you don't, you might not, okay. I don't think you see what harassment is, okay? I don't think you understand. She doesn't like, or she's not interested in you, Daniel, because look at her. Daniel, let's look at what you were doing. You were nervous, scared, and you didn't even know what the fuck you were saying to her. Why would you utilize the conversations in kickball? Who gave you the right to send her a text message on her phone when you never even asked her permission for her number, Daniel? Please explain it to me.
I mean, I figured since I already told her.
We all do a lot of figuring, don't we? And that's what figuring gets your ass fucked up. Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. There's a great YouTube. I feel like playing it. I feel like finding and playing for you, Daniel. Oh, listen. You want to know why women don't do business with men and women try to stay away from men as much as they can, Daniel? You want to know why? See, sometimes women want to interact with guys just to interact with the guys. You know what I mean? Sometimes they want to do activities, what they call intramural activities, where men and women are doing things together, like basketball together, kickball, or basketball. You know, just a sport where they are working together, at, you know, just having fun. When a woman joins a group and puts her number in there to be in that group setting, you've got to respect their privacy. You had no right to take her number without her. She didn't give you permission, Daniel. But yet you took it upon yourself when she told you she didn't want your fucking ass, that you took it upon yourself to take her number without permission and just message her. Why would you do that? Why? Hello?
So I didn't text her without permission.
Hello? Daniel. If you were going to talk to her, if you were talking to her, hey, Rhonda, Sally, hey, how you doing? Well, okay, I'll bring some Gatorade and we'll see you at the kickball thing in the group. That's one thing. You didn't talk to her in the fucking group, Daniel. You talked to her. You yanked her out the group and you had a one-on-one conversation with her without her permission. She never gave you permission to use her number, Daniel, did she?
No. No, sir.
Listen, Daniel, just because a woman is nice to you doesn't mean she wants to fuck you. Why do y'all guys think that when you... Daniel, let me tell you why I know that Daniel, I told you I worked in the Gap. Remember I told you when I was young, I was fucking with the 29-year-old manager and shit? You want to know the biggest complaints about the women that worked at that store was that every guy hit on them because every guy assumed that because these women were being nice, they were smiling, and they were acting attentive to what they were saying, that these dumb motherfuckers thought that they actually wanted to date them. And every woman, and Daniel, I promise you, every woman that works in retail has the same problem with you guys. And it's just the same with this intramural shit. This is why I always say, separate the women from the fucking men and don't put them together, because it gives you guys a false sense. Because if a woman hugs you because you kicked the ball and ran a home run, and she gives you a hug, she's not hugging you because she wants to fuck you. She's hugging you because she's happy you did something. So I ask you, Daniel, what did she say or do, Daniel, to make you say, shit, she likes me and I need to message her on a one-on-one basis? What did she say and do, Daniel?
No, I didn't assume she liked me. I thought I was just going to put myself out there and see what she said. That was my intention.
Daniel, is there a byline in your kickball league? Is there a link where you have your kickball league at? Is there a website for your kickball league?
Yeah, it's the school's kickball league.
Well, I'll find some research. Hold on. I'm going to read something to you. I'm just going to find one kickball group, one kickball organization. Daniel, let me read something to you, Daniel. Let me read something to you. All right, so. Let me see. Three rules of kickball. Got the rules of kickball. Trying to find them because co-ed. Let me put co-ed. All right, Michelle, hold on a second. One day, I'm trying to do you a favor. Hold on one time. Let me pull something. Okay, here we go. Let me read you this kickball rule right here. Let me find. It's called a It's called a code of conduct. Okay. Okay, you ready? This kickball thing, okay. Code of conduct does not tolerate discrimination, racism, sexual harassment, and unwelcome sexual fucking advances. I'm sure every kickball group has this shit. Do you not? I bet, Daniel, if you read the code of conduct with your kickball thing, because it's in a mural, they're going to have sexual harassment and unwelcome sexual advances. Do you not understand? Okay, you're doing this for the university, right? Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. When you play for the intramural kickball team and you agree to the code of conduct, right? Do you understand? And I'm not saying it could get that serious, but you know she can put a suit on your fucking ass if they have sexual harassment and unwelcome sexual advances. Do you know if she was an asshole, she can fucking sue the goddamn school, the kickball, and your ass? Do you not see that? You don't see that, do you?
No, sir. I didn't think about it. I didn't think about that.
Wait a second. How can you not think about this when you're, okay, when they mix boys and girls together, they've got to have stipulations and rules for the fucking boys because they can't keep their dick in their goddamn pants. So they got to have some type of stipulation to protect the women because these women can't even fucking play a regular game of kickball without being sexually harassed. You see that shit? She can't even just kick a fucking ball without some guy who decided to go outside of the group and yank her number without her fucking permission to let her know you want to get to know her in a more intimate way. Who told your fucking ass in the get-go she's not interested in you? But yet you pushed the situation twice. What the fuck is wrong with you? And you're telling me you've been listening to me for what, how many months? You mean 3 days. You meant 3 days. You ain't listening to me for no 3 months with this bullshit. Are you serious? How long have you been listening to me, young man?
Yeah, it's been a couple of months.
Have I ever told you to harass a woman? Have you ever heard me ever tell you to harass a fucking woman at her job or anywhere? Have you ever heard me say that?
No.
Then why the fuck are you doing it? Why? Please explain. Why? What made you feel like she tells you no? Now, I want you to understand this. When did you ask her about a boyfriend? Was this at kickball practice or was this at school? When did you ask her about her boyfriend?
So when we finished the kickball game and everyone was heading home.
Oh my God! You asked her about kickball. What? God damn it, Tyler! I see. I'm gonna have to grab the Tyler sheet. So you asked her about kickball if she had a boyfriend. Why? And why are you pushing up on her doing kickball? Hey, I'm just asking a question. I'm not mad at you. I'm just trying to help you, dog. What's going on?
No, it was when we finished kickball and everyone was heading home. That was when I started the conversation with her.
Do you understand mostly every intramural place they have sexual harassment rules? You understand that? Okay,
yes, sir.
Daniel. I'm not knocking you for talking to her one time. That's okay. That's not a bad thing, Daniel. Okay, so I don't want you to feel like I'm getting on you. The first time is not a bad time. It's when you take it and do things without their permission, Daniel. You literally grabbed her number and reached out to her in a sexual manner without her permission. Do you not see that?
I see it now, sir. I get it now.
Wait, you did? Wait. Now there's other two things. Either you ain't fucking listening to our show, or you're lying to me. Which one is? Something's not right here. How can you listen to our show this long and do this, dog? I never teach you this. How can you? I don't understand. How is it that you're listening to our show? Have I ever preached or teach to you harassing women ever, Daniel? Be honest, have I?
No, you haven't. You never said anything.
So then how is it that you say you listen to the show?
Honestly, it was a moment of weakness. We were there.
No, we can't make it. No, Daniel, we can't make excuses. Okay, Daniel, listen. I understand if you're 5 years old and you knock over your juice or some shit like that, you can say, well, fuck, I didn't know, mommy. Right, whatever the fuck, right? I'm saying you're a grown, that in the eyes of the law, sir, the eyes of the dean of the fucking college you're in, see you as a grown-ass adult man. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
And I'm not, listen, I'm not trying to scare you because she didn't do it, okay? But what would you do if she says, let me tell you something. Daniel, let me tell you how fucked up I am. I can't wait for the day my daughters called me up and said somebody has harassed them because they were playing an intramural sport. Ooh, I can't wait. Because you know what? I'm calling my lawyer and we're going to file a sexual harassment suit. You don't. And you are lucky she ain't my daughter. Because Daniel, if she was my fucking daughter, oh, I get to sue you. I get to sue the kickball organization and I get to sue the school, Daniel. Because I know in there there's sexual harassment, and I've got the fucking text messages to prove that you have harassed her fucking ass. Do you not see that shit, brother? Daniel, I'm not trying to scare you in saying that you can't talk to women. That's not the thing of this. I'm not here to scare any of you guys. I'm not, you did it one time and she said no. My question is, why can't you motherfucker, you right, Carr, I would be getting paid. Why can't you motherfuckers take no for no? Why is no yes? Why is no maybe? That's what I'm saying, Justin. He ain't listening to this shit. Justin, you right, Coach Justin. But tell me, Daniel, why can you not accept no for no? When did no become, I'm going to grab her number and talk to her privately without her fucking permission and then sexually fucking harass her? Do you not see that?
I see.
I'm trying to open your eyes, young man, because you want me to answer this. I'm answering this because I don't want you to fuck up your fucking life over a dumbass decision because you can't keep your dick in your fucking pants. This is what I'm saying, man. This is the baffle. It's not the sexual harassment. The baffle is, how the fuck have you been listening to me this long and acting this way? Please explain that to me. Explain that to all the guys out there. How is that, man?
I honestly have nothing to say, to be honest.
You're a fucking man. You got to say something, dog. Come on, man. Where the fuck is your nads at? See, this is what's wrong with you motherfuckers, Daniel. Kings don't fucking make moves. Kings are the fucking move. You don't look at what's in fucking front of you. You look past that, man. Why the fuck can't you see that? What the fuck is wrong with you? Do you understand she's going to her girlfriends right now and saying, look at this weird motherfucker we got on our team. And every time she gets ready to kick the ball, she knows you're staring at her ass. And she's trying to defuse the situation, Daniel. So the best thing you can do is leave her the fuck alone. But the worst part about it is you're asking me, how do you fix it? You're asking me how to fix this shit? Daniel.
Yes, sir.
You're asking me how to fix this shit? Is that what you're saying, Daniel? You want me to fix this shit?
I thought it was something I could fix, but...
Okay, stop, Daniel. Are you fucking serious? How can you fix you fucking sexually harassing a woman, sir? How am I to make that fucking miracle happen? How? How? Listen, young man, you must understand how women work. Once the creepy virus hits an environment, the virus will spread, brother. Women talk. Do you not understand that? See, that's why my guys, you're not one of them, that's why they win. Because the virus they're pushing is M-A-N. But you're pushing weird as fucking creepy, Daniel. And you don't even see it. Why the fuck do you not see it? Daniel, this isn't for you, brother. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Daniel, I can't help you anymore. I can't. Okay, Daniel. And Coach Justin said the best. Again, if you're just, I don't believe you've been here for 3 months. And if you have, you're definitely in the wrong place. I teach you guys how to play the game the right way. I don't teach you to harass women. Daniel, think about this for a second. Do you understand something, Daniel? And I'm going to get one level deep. You understand that I would probably get mixed in with this fucking shit? You understand that, Daniel? You understand that? You want to know how, Daniel? How do you think I can get mixed in this shit and get involved in your fucking lawsuit? How do you think that, Daniel? Because they would fucking ask, they would do some research on your ass and find out where the fuck you listen on YouTube. And guess what you're going to say? Oh, I'm listening to the man mindset. Who the fuck? Oh, so he's teaching guys how to harass women. Let's throw his ass in a lawsuit. You want to know why I know that, Daniel? Because that's what a father would do. Because I want to burn all you motherfuckers down. So I just wouldn't get you, the school and the kickball organization. I would find out where did you get this information from by hiring a private detective and find some more information out on you and find out who the fuck you spend your time with, and I'm going to bring his ass in a lawsuit because he's the reason why you're harassing my daughter. You see what a real motherfucking dad would do? You see that? I would do that, Dan. You see what I'm saying? Oh, Daniel. Oh, I burned the house. Oh, Daniel. Ooh, I would get it all, Daniel. You see that, Daniel? So this is why I would ask you kindly to unsubscribe to us and please go your own fucking way. I can't help you, sir, because I never want to be involved with any of this creepy shit, sir, okay?
Yes, sir.
And I say it with love, and I'm not trying to be a dick to you, but I can't help you when you are doing things that go against our principles of being a man. I will never tell a man to hit a woman, abuse a woman, or harass a fucking woman. Never. I've never, ever done that because I want my men to stay on the principles of being a man. This ain't for you, okay? So please do not come back. Okay, I'm serious, okay? And I'm not trying to be a dick. Cause you're just on some weird shit, Daniel. Okay? So Daniel, I'm gonna kindly block you from our group, okay? But Daniel, this ain't for you. I wish you the best of luck in your endeavors, but brother, I can't help creepy. There is something mathematically off in your mind where you might need therapy. Is your parents around still, your mom or your dad?
Yeah.
Okay. Please go to your parents and let them know you might need to get some psychiatric help. And I'm not being a dick here. I'm being serious. Because I don't want you to ever have this problem again and get caught up in something. Because Daniel, I promise you, dog, there's a father out there waiting for a motherfucker like you. There is a caring father, and you better hope she doesn't tell her daddy about your ass, because a real motherfucking caring, oh man, he's gonna burn the house down. He's gonna make sure when he's done with your ass, everywhere you go, there's going to be a sexual harassment thing where he's going to fuck your life over. And I'm serious. Because Daniel, oh, please let my daughter get her. Oh, God. Oh, the gods. Let that shit happen. Let that shit happen, Daniel. Get right with my attorney. Lawsuit that day, brother. But I'm just letting you know that you might need to get some help, okay, young man, because you're not seeing the world the right way. You're seeing the world as what you want to see it as, young man. And something's wrong, okay? And I'm not trying to be a dick here. I'm being honest, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, well, stick. I wish you the best in your endeavors, buddy, all right? Let me bring in 718. Good luck, Daniel. I'm sorry, 718, for the long wait. How can I help you, 718? What's up?
Hello, what's up?
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir?
All right, so I just wanted to get your perspective on my situation, right?
Sure, absolutely. Well, there's no – wait. First thing is, there's no such thing as a situation, so please refrain from saying that, okay? Because anything that you can control is not a situation, okay? A situation is a meteor the size of Jupiter heading towards Earth, okay? And the reason I'm saying that, I'll let you finish. I just want you to learn over here. I want you to change your mindset and the things that you think and say, okay, young man? But tell me about this thing that's happening. What's going on?
All right, so I was messing with this girl, right? First time we linked up.
All right, stop. Wait, one thing at a time. What is messing with a woman? Define that for me. What is messing with a woman? What does that mean?
So we linked up. We got some food, and then some of you was just vibing.
All right, stop right there. Okay, wait. How old are you?
21.
Okay, how long have you been listening to me for?
I guess
it's
not, September.
Since September who?
2021.
Wait, you've been listening to me since September. So you've been for a year. It's about a year. Okay, well, I need you to help me understand something. And before I let you finish, have I ever told you to feed a woman other than get a loaf of bread, 99-cent loaf of bread, go to Lake fucking spread your ass cheeks, or take her to ice cream, coffee, or tea on the corner of your face to the pillow and your ass up in the air, And if I not told you to undertake to go get wine or cocoa on the corner of my dick on your forehead and my balls in your mouth, so how the fuck are you feeding a woman and you're listening to me?
Nah, all jokes aside, bro, that's not even on. Are you listening?
Sir, stop. Listen, you got, listen. Everything you, okay, I got you on your question. This is deep. I got you, bro. Just please listen to me. Because I don't think you understand how deep this shit is. Have you watched 1,000 Words like I told you to watch? Have you done that yet?
Nah.
Okay. Please understand this, and I'm not joking. Every move you fucking make, every move and thought that you have is going to put you either in a position of a bitch that's weak and thirsty, or it's going to put you in a position of a man. I don't tell you to go to Lake spread your ass cheeks for shits and giggles. I don't tell you to get coffee and ice cream for shits and giggles, or coffee or tea or cocoa for shits and giggles. I do that because what the fuck has she done to deserve a dinner? What has she done? Okay.
I'm not taking her to dinner with the perspective of trying to get anything out of her. I'm doing that because that's who I am. I take care of women.
But,
that are around.
But wait. Then why are you listening to us for a year? Because you understand I'm about to say that's some bitch shit you're doing. Bitches take women.
I can see how it comes off like that. But wait.
Why are you feeding the bitch? Do you understand? Like gremlins, you don't feed these motherfuckers. What are you feeding her for?
She's with me at the time. That's how I roll. That's the principles I stand on.
Okay, wait. You're 21. You have weak principles, and you ain't got no game. Because you're feeding bitches. But let's continue, because I promise you, this feeding her is going to rear its ugly head, guys. Watch. So, okay, please continue. So you feed her. So what is the situation that you have?
So whatever, we was vibing. Like I said, we had that mental connection. You went back to my place.
Okay, stop right there. Whoa. What is the mental connection? Please, I got to ask this question because I know my chat room dogs are like, what does that mean? So what the fuck is a mental connection?
It's like, you feel me? It's like a vibe you could feel when you were somebody on the same wavelength. I guess you could call it sexual tension.
Whoa. Okay, so... All right, so we got a vibe that you call sexual tension, then what?
We went back at my house, right? And I'm not going to lie, I didn't make the goal having sex. I made the goal just enjoying my time with her, enjoying the vibe.
So why'd you bring it to the house then? Why'd you bring it to your house?
It was in the area. For me, we got some food not too far. Honestly, the reason we went back is because I had to use the bathroom. I'm going to keep it a stack, but... You feel me? We just played
Wait, she couldn't piss at the restaurant? Come on, dog.
No, I had to take a piss.
Oh, wait. No, bro. I'm not boo-boo the fool. Okay. You could have pissed at the restaurant. You used
the
restaurant. You used your crib.
Jamaican spot. I didn't even bring it back with those intentions. I wasn't trying to finesse nothing. This is genuine. This is genuinely happening.
All right, so you went to go piss, and you took her to your crib. Then what happened?
So we were chilling in my crib. Like, we were just kissing, all that, talking, getting...
Well, wait a second. Why didn't you just... Why didn't you piss? Why didn't you tell her? Why didn't you leave in the car? Why didn't you go upstairs and piss and then take her home if it wasn't about sex?
Because you feel me? We had that vibe, so I'm just going to bring it in.
Forgot the vibe. Right. Okay, you had the vibe, so then what happened?
Like I said, I feel like one of my mistakes that I made was not trying to maximize it to see how far I could take it. That's what I feel like my mistake was. But we were definitely kissing. All right,
so y'all were kissing, and then what happened?
You feel me? But I didn't, like I said, I didn't complete the mission.
Stop. Listen, call it. Listen, brother, I got you. I'm begging you, please. If I ask you what 2 + 2 is, just tell me 4. Don't tell me about Miss Crabtree. Don't tell me about you being in line. Don't tell me you gave that bitch an apple. I don't give a fuck about that shit. What happened after you started kissing?
that was it. Like, we just kissed a little bit, and we go back to talking. I'll do my thing. When I say do my thing, I mean, like, you feel me? I'll be planning my days and shit on my schedule. Like, I was just kicking her, like I said.
Okay, then what happened?
Taking her home, right? Next time I see shorty, she got a whole different energy. Like, we don't even have that connection no more. She's talking about some alpha female, independent women, da-da-da. So you feel me? In my head, I'm like, where is this coming from?
I'll tell you where it came from. It's a few things, okay? I want you to see where it came from.
Copy.
First place it came from was your thirst and weakness of taking a fucking woman out to eat, thinking that food is going to get her fucking put. Matter of fact, let me ask you a question. Let's back up for a second. When you were eating with that fucking woman, what did y'all talk about? What did y'all talk about? What school did she go to?
Honestly, nothing very significant. You feel me? It's just some
service level. Do you understand that women go out with guys like you? Well, she goes out with guys, losers. I'm not calling you a loser, but this loser art process. That she goes out with losers all the time and do the same thing. That take her out to eat. There is no sexual tension. Okay, but I'll give you one. Even if there was sexual tension, you know why the sexual tension failed? Because your kissing game was so fucking whack. Your mouthpiece was so weak. And the fact that you didn't know what the fuck you were doing was the reason why why would I fuck a guy who doesn't know how to handle the pussy or her handle her? And then but see, in your eyes, you had this sexual chemistry and this sexual vibe. If that was the case, why didn't she fuck you? If you had this, because remember, the problem with you guys, as I showed y'all yesterday, is that you only see the world through your eyes and you think people should fall in line with what you think. She never had any sexual chemistry for you. Do you understand that? What made you think she had sexual chemistry? Tell me, what made you think she had sexual chemistry for you?
You could dead feel it, but for example, you were in the car, right?
Nah, not feel it. What did she do? What did she say or do to show you that there was sexual chemistry?
I'm about to explain it to you. So we were in the car, right? And she handed me the spliff. We were smoking at the time. So I looked at her hand, and I saw her beauty marks and everything. So you feel me? I'm touching on her hand or not, and then you could feel the tension rising, right? So then she goes to her chest. You remember she's wearing some, I guess you could, I don't want to say skimp shirt, but you feel me? Let's just say she didn't have a lot on.
Sir, please. You're 21. I don't know what's wrong with you young guys. Okay, sir, let me explain something to you. I know Dave Chappelle made the greatest funny joke, and he kind of flipped it, which was cool, but just because she's dressed a certain way does not mean she wants to fuck you. Do you not understand?
Trust me, I know that, Steve.
Then why are you telling me how the fuck she's dressed then? Why are you using
because
how she's dressed at sexual
that.
Attention?
Because
okay, please.
She was showing me her booty marks on her chest, and she showed me her whole titty right then and there in the car.
Why? She showed you a titty. Okay. Okay, and what does that mean? She wants to fuck you because she showed you?
No, not necessarily. No, I understand, Steve.
No, I'm asking you what? Where's the sexual tension at?
In the eye contact, like I'm saying, you could just feel it. That's the best way I could describe it.
Okay, dog. Just like the last caller, y'all be feeling some false, fake-ass shit. You want to feel what you want to feel. You're in this world of could be, this fantasy bubble that you actually think a woman wants to sleep with you versus seeing what the fuck is. You smoke with her in the car, but when you sat down and eat with her, what the fuck did y'all talk about? What did y'all do?
It was just, like I said, we just chopping it up.
About what? Mr. Sexual Connection? Because of that, because listen, what you understand is, let me explain something about women. Women rarely fuck on a full stomach. Because when you press on them, their stomach might go, toot, you know what I mean? So a lot of women don't really eat when they're about to fuck. So let me explain why there was no sexual tension.
that it happened.
Because if she actually wanted to fuck with you, she would have said, fuck that Jamaican thing. Let's go back to your place. But what you did is you having to take a piss. See, I don't know why you guys try to backdoor women into fucking.
Word to my mother's feet, I'm not backdooring. Word to my mother on everything I love.
Okay,
I'm not
no,
backdooring.
Word to your mother. Then why did you leave her ass in the car and go take a piss and then take her home?
I asked her if she wanted to come inside and she was with it.
Oh, wait. Of course you asked her to want to come inside because you had ulterior motives, motherfucker. Because you thought she wanted to fuck you. Because you thought you had a connection. You are. You're just as bad as that other motherfucker. And let me tell you why you're worse. You know, hold on. I'm going to tell you why you're worse. I'm going to tell you why you're worse. Because unlike that other loser, you were kissing the fucking woman and she didn't get her pussy wet. You were touching her and nothing happened. That's why it's worse. That's why. No, if you knew what you were doing, she should have been and all that stuff. But because you didn't know what you were doing, let me ask you a question. Walk me through it. That's going to come in. What did you do next? Okay, walk me through every inch. Because I wanted to let you to say it first. Because once you're done, I'm going to ask you questions. And I don't want to hear, oh, yeah, Steve, I did that. And, oh, yeah, Steve, I did that. So walk me through it. Let's start from, okay, yo, baby, I got to go take a piss. You want to come inside? All right. So you asked her to come inside because you want to take a piss. Walk us all through every fucking detail that led up to y'all kissing. What happened?
So just to let y'all know, from now, my execution was not the best. All right, we going to get that out.
Sir, I didn't. All right, two plus two. Wait, stop. You're doing it again.
You're right. Stop trying to justify.
Answer the fucking question. Walk us through when she came through that door, what happened?
I got you. So, whatever. I gave her a hoodie because I didn't want my mom to see how she was dressed. So, whatever. We go back down to the basement.
Wait. You live with your fucking mother? Gentlemen, we've just hit the iceberg of the Titanic. You're a grown 21-year-old motherfucker living with his fucking mother. So
I'm working on it. I got a plan.
All right, so you go. Okay, so you're in mommy's place. And you give her a hoodie because of what? Because of what?
Because I didn't want my mom to see the way she was dressed.
You didn't want your mom to see the way. Why do you give a fuck what your mom sees? Aren't you your own grown-ass man?
Out of respect, and you feel me?
Out of respect? Yeah. Why do you give a fuck? You're a man. What? Okay. You understand when I left my... Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I forgot. You still live with your mom. Never mind. So you gave her a hoodie out of respect. So then what? Then what?
So we went to the basement, whatever, we talking a little bit.
About what? Y'all in the basement, so walk us in. What are we looking at? Lights on, TV on, what's going on in the basement?
All right. So we come down the steps. My bed is here. I got my workout equipment by the wall. TV to the left, right? Desk to the right, workout to the back, bed to the right.
Is the TV on?
TV is not on at the moment.
But you are gonna turn it on, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you turn on the TV? What did y'all start watching?
About what I put on. I ain't gonna lie. It wasn't Netflix.
Wait.
Well, no, we did watch a couple episodes of Seinfeld. All
right. So in your mother's basement, you're watching Seinfeld. All right. So then what happened?
We chopping it up, you know.
Oh, chopping it up about what? About what?
Just getting to understand each other. Like, see how she thinks.
We're listening. What does that mean? Explain to us what that fucking means, Seinfeld.
Bro, it was like a week ago, bro.
Brother, wait. Let me show you how I can show you you're full of shit.
What is a 1 plus 1? Wait, caller. Hold on, caller. Wait, caller. What is 1 plus 1? Caller. What is 1 plus? Caller, please. What is 1 plus 1?
Two.
Okay. When did you learn 1 plus 1 is 2? Did you learn it this week? Or did you learn that fucking shit 12 years ago?
In a minute.
So if you learn 1 plus 1 fucking damn near over 12 years ago, how the fuck can't you tell us what the fuck you said to a fucking woman last week?
Because the situation's over now, which is what I was leading up to.
But the situation was over when you learned 1 plus 1, but you can tell me about the school you were in. You can tell me how you got on the bus. You can tell me what room you went into. And that was over 12 years ago. But you can't tell me what happened in a week.
You damn right.
See what I'm saying, guys? I'm showing y'all. So you magically forgot what you talked about with this woman, right?
So I remember the significant events. For example, I told her to take off the hoodie. You feel me? Like, she was standing by me. I'm like, take off the hoodie.
Wait. You said, what did you say? Take off the hoodie?
Yeah. I said, yo, take that off.
You said, take that off. Boy, that really made her pussy wet. Can you take that off?
But anyway, I'm just saying.
Y'all were kissing. Did you tell her to take off your hoodie before or after y'all start kissing?
I kissed her a couple times before.
Can you take off your hoodie? That's how it was, right? Can you take off your hoodie?
I got balls, man.
If you had balls, why didn't you take off her hoodie? Can you take off your hoodie? Why didn't you take off a hoodie? No, you had balls. Why didn't you take off a hoodie?
It's level to the shit.
She take off her hoodie. All right, she took off her hoodie. Then what?
I'm sitting on the edge of my bed. I have a sit down on my lap facing me, whatever. She asked me why. I was like, I want to see your skin. For me. So... whatever. She sits on my lap.
You want to see her? Your answer was, I want to see your skin? Boy, you're a smooth talker.
That's what you talk about in the car.
Okay, so you took off her hoodie and you wanted to see her skin. Then what happened?
Whatever. So she's sitting on my lap facing me. She got the little crop top on, so I'm rubbing her body, whatever. And then we kissing a little bit.
Wait. You're asking her about the stars? I mean, no, you're asking her, what are you asking her about?
I don't even know what you're referencing right now.
No, I'm saying, what is it asking her about? What are you asking her about? What are you talking to her about?
Well, when we do, the way I speak to people, I just want to understand them. I was communicating.
So, how do you understand it when you say, can you take off your honey? Because I'm on your skin. You say, can I take off your hoodie? Because I want to see your skin, right? Right? Can you take off your hoodie? Can you take off your hoodie? And I want to see your skin. Because then you want to see your skin, right?
Moral of the story, though, Steve, I didn't bring it to sex.
Well, of course not. You're in your mother's basement. But how? Wait. Explain to me what happened between you looking at her skin and you taking her home. What happened right there?
Kissing, and we just chilling around, like somebody kicking it, chopping it up. Like she showed me a couple.
Wait. So you're kissing? Wait. Here you go. Can you take off your hoodie? Why do you want my hoodie off? They don't want to see your skin. And then what happened? So you're a kid. So what? Why? What happened? Wait. Are you a virgin? Are you scared of pussy?
No, I'm not a virgin.
Wait a second. Something's not right here. Ask her to take off her hoodie. You go back to kissing her.
And then all of a sudden, y'all kicking it. What happened between that and this? What happened?
Like I said, Steve, I just didn't bring it to sex.
Oh, wait, no. I'm fine if you didn't bring it to sex, but okay. When you were kissing her, something had to happen that made you stop kissing her. Or did she stop kissing you?
All right. So,
oh, here it goes.
So after we stopped, whatever, start kissing her again, but there's not as much sexual tension there. So we start kissing, but then she, like, I could tell that she tried to distract me, so I wouldn't kiss her. You feel me? Basically, she dubbed my shit.
Okay, wait. Let me do it. Okay. I'm going to use a story of Jack and fucking Jill. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water, right? And mm-hmm. Jack tried to kiss fucking Jill, and Jill wanted to go down the hill by herself. Who the fuck can't kiss?
Say that again?
If Jack and Jill go up the hill to fetch a pail of water, and Jack kisses Jill, and Jill decides to go down the hill by herself, is it because A, Jack can't kiss, B, Jack can't fucking kiss, C, Jack can't kiss, or D, all the above? What do you think?
But she was kissing me before, so that showed that I could kiss.
But she, you said she stopped kissing you.
Yeah, at a certain point.
Okay, wait. Y'all were kissing. Then you asked her to take off her hoodie. Then you started kissing her again, and then it stopped, right?
No, it stopped later on.
Well, wait.
First time when there was sexual tension taking off the hoodie, I stopped there. I didn't escalate it more. I started kissing her again down the line, and that's when she did that.
Wait. When she took her hoodie off, y'all just started talking?
Yes.
Wait.
Like I said, I didn't escalate it.
Oh, wait, no, wait. I just want to get all this straight to show you why you're worse off than that other motherfucker. So let me get this straight. You buy her a fucking dinner. You got a piss. You sucker her into your mom's house. You get down to your fucking basement. Then you watch Seinfeld. You start kissing her. You tell her to take off her hoodie. She asks you why. You say you want to see her skin. And then you start talking to her?
Yeah, bro. Yes.
About what? Tell me about what? Tell me that conversation. What did you talk about after she took off her hoodie, after you asked her to? What did y'all talk about?
All right. Keep it $150 with you?
Yeah.
I started playing my game, bro. You feel me? I took my attention off while I was playing the game, Call of Duty.
Wait. What game? Oh, please. What game? What game?
Got on my PS5, bro. Wait.
Hold on. I just want to get this straight for y'all to listen to me, because I want to make sure I say this to all my dogs out there. So let me explain. You took her out to eat. You lied to her and said you had to piss. You suckered her into your mother's house to go down to your basement.
Like I'm some lame ass nigga, bro. That's how you're
explaining
me right now.
No, I got to. No, sir. In order for you to understand the severity of this, we got to walk you through this. So don't get mad at me because you're weak as fuck. If you just listen, I'm going to help you. But everybody out there needs to understand why you were more fucked up than the last guy. So you take her down to your mother's. Take her to your mother's basement, you watch Seinfeld, you start kissing her, you ask her to take off her hoodie, she asks you why, you say because you want to see her skin. She takes off her hoodie and you grab a joystick and you start playing Call of Duty?
Yeah,
Nah, that shit sounds good.
Wait. That's what you're doing.
That's exactly what I did, bro. Damn.
Why?
Damn. I just
why?
Didn't make it a goal to have sex with her. I felt like, you feel me? I didn't. I'll explain it.
I'm asking you, Mr. Sexual. Because remember, excuse me, those that are watching, there was this sexual vibe. I mean, y'all had this sexual connection. We had this
That's
great
right.
sexual connection that I could feel in my bones that we were one with Neptune and Venus type shit. Right? That's
good shit,
what
good
the
shit.
Fuck you said. So the guy
yeah,
that has
yeah.
all this sexual connection, how the fuck she takes off her hoodie because you want to see her skin and you're a vert dude, you're scared of pussy. There's no way that you're going to grab your Call of Duty, I mean your joystick and start playing Call of Duty when she's showing you skin. Come on, dog. We know you're a virgin.
I'm dead not though, but all right.
Huh?
Nah, I said I'm dead not though, but the situation does look crazy. I'm gonna keep it this time.
No. And then you're asking me why she is so standoffish?
Nah, but let me explain to you what happened after that, right?
Oh, please, go right ahead.
So she started with, like next time we linked up, she would tell me all that independent alpha woman shit, how she don't listen, which is the exact opposite energy she was giving me the first link. You feel me? She was more submissive, more feminine. So I ended up, a couple of days passed, we wasn't talking. So I'm not going to lie, I wanted to understand why she's moving like that. So I'm like, I'm trying to figure out how we went from vibing and to not feeling each other in a week. And she said that she just felt like there was too many for her and shit. And what she said, she said she's sorry for confusing me.
I right,
need to get her
it,
shit together. She can give herself
no.
to me. Continue.
Call her, listen. Let me explain women to you. Sometimes these women want to let you weak motherfuckers down as easy as possible. And this is just a case of a woman realizing you ain't shit. She added up everything, realized you just a weak male that doesn't know what to do with pussy, even if it was thrown his way. So in her mind, she's like, well, I can't tell him that because he's probably getting this fucking feminine-ass feeling, so I just got to let him down easy by making it all about. Okay, you ever see 8 Mile with Eminem? You ever see 8 Mile?
Yeah.
Okay, remember at the last rap battle he had? What did he do? Did he rap about the guy, or did he talk shit about himself?
About himself.
Right. He talks shit about himself so he can deflate the other guy from saying anything, right? She just did an 8 Mile move on your ass. She let you down because you wasn't down when the opportunity persists. When she took off her hoodie because she's like, oh my God, he's about to fuck me. He's about to tell me what it is. He about to take this pussy. Oh, wait, what? Why is he turning on? Why he turn on his Xbox? Oh, he's putting on his. I guess he can't fuck. Cause you're scared of pussy, dog. So
that's
she
crazy.
Just wanted. She added up. She added up. You were scared of pussy. You live with your mother, and you didn't know what to do with pussy if it came in your fucking face. Because what reinforced was that boring ass conversation you had in that Jamaican restaurant as well. So she did the right thing, but you're very worse off than the other guy. See how bad? That's even worse than. See, he was bad, but you're much worse because you had contact with the woman. She gave you opportunity. That's what makes you worse. She. Oh, take my shirt off. Okay. And you saw her skin, and you got fucking nervous, and you grabbed your joystick to play Call of Duty. Loser, right?
You think that?
I'm sorry.
That's your perspective on it. Or are you saying that's the cold hard facts?
Dog, I showed you. Look, and then when you ran, okay, then you ran up on her. She said that, you know what? I'm just not that woman for you. I'm not good for you. See that? See, she did an 8 Mile on you. She was telling you why she's not good for you. Because she don't want to fuck with your weak ass, dog. She got a better chance to fuck with an older dude that's going to beat that pussy up versus a guy that's going to be like, is it okay if I stick my penis in your vagina? That's how you sound to her, man. Pretty weak.
Heard you.
Yeah, it sucks. You're just a mama's boy in her eyes. So she lets you down nicely. Oh, it's not you. I'm just independent. I'm this. Church of Beyonce. And whatever the fuck she told you. She didn't want to tell you the truth. The truth is you just whack as fucking bad, dog. You ain't a man. You don't know what to do with pussy if you got it. So the guy she fucked, your ears weren't burning anytime this week? Because I'm sure she told the guy that actually was a man. She's like, damn, you won't believe what this other dumbass did. He took me out to eat. Then we went to his fucking mother's place. And because he acted ashamed of me, he went to go give me a hoodie to force me to wear that shit because he couldn't even show me off in front of his mom. And let me ask you about that. Why are you scared about what your fucking mother thinks?
Good ass question. But not necessarily that I'm scared. It's just like, you know
what I mean? No, what is it? Well, if you accepted her at a Jamaican restaurant, why couldn't you just walk her in your fucking room and your mother like, so, okay, mom, I'm going downstairs. She leave you alone. Why did you have to give her, why did you have to fucking embarrass her? You don't even realize that part, right? You know how you make a woman feel when you take her out in public in one hand, but then you go back home and you tell her to throw this fucking hoodie on because I don't want my mother looking at you. You know how minuscule you make her feel? You're 21 years old. What, you're not allowed to have girls in your fucking basement?
Huh? Shit, that's funny because my mom did tell me wrap it up on some crazy shit. Right, we was walking past.
I'm fine if mom tells you to wrap it up, but if you bringing a bad bitch over your crib that looks like a fucking whore and dressing like a whore, why the fuck are you ashamed? Why would you cover her up? That's what I'm asking.
Not even like I was. You right. You feel me? Just. I hear you.
So you do understand all this stuff adds up to you whack as fuck in bed. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. You have no fuck skills whatsoever. Who explain it? I mean, I got to call Fox Mulder and Dana Scully. Do you know who they are? You know who's that? Skinner is? Agent Skinner. You know who they are? Agent Skinner.
Nope.
Fox Mulder. Okay. Well, they work on TV, they work for the FBI, and they handle what is known as an X-File. When shit is so out of the ordinary, they send a certain group of people over there to check that shit out. Explain, I need, because this is weird to me. How does one tell a woman to take off her hoodie, tell her he wants to see her skin, and then picks up a joystick and starts playing Call of Duty? How? How does that work? Can you explain that to me? How does that work?
All right. So what I'm trying to do is like just create an environment where sex is involved, but you feel me? Like we chilling though, you feel me? Just getting money type shit. That's the environment I'm trying to create. But I feel like...
Well, if that's the environment you're trying to create, why are you feeding her? Why are you feeding her? Then why are you bringing over your fucking house if that's the environment you want to create? You're lying. You wanted to fuck. Why are you, dog, I'm not stupid. The guys listening to the show are not stupid. You were trying to fuck her. You know you was. And guess what? She was going to give you the pussy, and you got scared of that shit, man. Come on. What's all this I'm trying to create? Wait a second. You're kissing her. And then all of a sudden, can you take off your hoodie? Can you take off your hoodie? Well, why do you want to take off? Why do you want me to take off my hoodie? Because I want to see your skin. And she does exactly what you say. And as soon as she takes off her hoodie, you grab a joystick to play Call of Duty, and you're saying this is a tactical move to To what? To make her, like, you want to have her as one to ball and shot call? Why are you lying? Hello?
Just processing.
Well, process, because we all want to know this shit, because I want to know any motherfucker that brings a bad bitch down to his basement, kissing on her. Wait. Watch Seinfeld. Why the fuck? Anyway, you're kissing on her, and then you tell her to take off her. Now, what is odd to me is, why aren't you taking off her hoodie? Instead of, can you take on your hoodie? Why would you say that shit? Shows you on her. Then, wait. Then she's like, why do you want me to take off my hoodie? Because they want to see your skin. Okay. Did she take off her hoodie? Yes.
Yeah.
And you grabbed a joystick. And you grabbed a fucking joystick. And then you're wondering why she's telling you she's an independent woman that doesn't feel like this is where we're right for each other. Do you understand why you're worse than that other guy?
No, well, definitely. It's a bad look right now.
He was creepy. You were just fucking... Can we admit you wanted to fuck? Hit that hurdle. You wanted some pussy, right? Right? Come on. You know it, right? You wanted some pussy, right? Can we be honest? Come on.
I'm going to keep it a buck. Yeah. I wouldn't even actually safely say that's my goal. I'm going to keep it a bean.
If you wasn't trying to fuck, then why didn't you tell her fucking ass to stay in the car, you can go piss, and you drop her off home?
Because I like chilling at my crib. I want to chill with her.
Okay. You wanted to chill at your crib and do what? Chill at your crib and do what? What did you want to do at your crib?
That's a good ass question.
Well, hold on, man. You're supposed to be your own man. What did you want to do at your crib? What was the objective of bringing her in your motherfucking crib? What was the objective?
I have an objective.
So then why are you bringing her in your crib if there's no objective? Hello?
Look, like I said, I just to kick it with her.
Is she your homeboy?
Not at all.
Okay, let me just read. Because I did have to go back to files. Did she not show you a titty in the car? Did she not pull her shirt down and show you a titty? Right. So she showed you a titty. You... still grab your joystick, huh? And then you're calling me because she's saying that she's independent. And what else did she say to you?
She's an alpha female. And she done. Basically, she was just coming in with some masculine energy that was not there the first time.
Well, of course she was, because she did an 8 mile on you. Do you understand that you were the woman in this situation? You see why she became
like
woman?
The fish,
well, let's look at it. Okay, let's look at this. Okay, bitches buy dinner for women. Bitches lie to women. Bitches get women over their house because they got a tinkle and shit, and then try to get the woman over. Bitches give women hoodies because they're too fucking ashamed of what they mommy gonna think. Bitches live with their mommy that's fucking 21 years old. Bitches go down to the fucking basement and watch Seinfeld. Bitches start kissing a woman and ask her to take her shirt off or your hoodie or his hoodie off. She asks why to see her skin. And the worst thing a bitch does is play video games when she does what you tell her to do. And yet you're wondering why she's acting masculine? Because there was nothing you did that was masculine. Tell me one thing you did that was masculine.
honestly, everything I did was masculine up to the up to that point.
Wait. Everything was masculine.
If I wasn't masculine,
how is it? Why'd you put a hoodie on if you were if you was about that life then? Because if you're about that life, you'd be like, fuck what my mom think. You come on in. If you was about that life, why would you put a hoodie on her? If you was about that life, you really wanted some pussy, why would you say, I got a piss, come on up, if you were masculine? But let me get to this question right here, the million-dollar question. What is your question?
I was just going to tell you the situation in and of itself, why I felt like it played out how it did, and then how you looked at it. That was it.
Oh, it's all bitch. Oh, you failed. Oof, bad. Failed. Dog, you got such a bad grade, you would have to go to summer school, Saturday school, and remedial school just to even out. That shit was so butch. God damn, you forced her to act more of a man because everything you did was feminine, dude. Because you were scared of pussy. And you know what, admit, it's okay. But you were just scared of pussy. You were scared.
I got a question, though. Everything I was doing was bitch, how was she even in her submissive energy to begin with? How was she even in her feminine energy?
All right, son. Let me tell you something weird about women. Women know how to play you motherfuckers. Okay. Let's look what she got. She got a free meal out your ass. She got cabbed around by your ass. And she didn't have to give you 1 ounce of pussy. Who made the moves?
I made the moves.
How do you make the moves? Okay, you Pinocchio, her Geppetto. She had your sucker ass in sight from the get-go. You know how she got you? Hey, watch this, caller. When she pulled her titty down, what did you do?
Okay.
Of course you did. And you know what that told her? You didn't know what the fuck you were doing. Because let me get this straight. She pulls her titty down, and then y'all went to go eat, right? Right?
No. That's what she did before we went into the crib.
Okay, she pulled her titty down before she went in the crib. So she pulls her titty down before you go in the crib, and you take her in the crib to play video games.
All right, so if she showed you her titty in the car, what would you have did?
We would have gone to my fuck. I would have walked her right into my fucking mom. Well, okay, I had to be you because I moved out of my parents' house at a very early age. So if I were you, wait a second. I would walk right the fuck in there, say hi to my mom, introduce her to my mom. And I would bring her motherfucking ass right down to my basement. I would go ahead and dim that motherfucking lights. I would flip on some motherfucking fuck music. And we would have got to getting it on. When I had no motherfucking TV on. And if I'm going to play anything, I'll be playing her motherfucking body. I ain't playing no Call of Duty. She going to be playing with my stick in her fucking mouth. So I understand. And I wouldn't. Can I take off your, can you take off your hoodie? Who even says that to a woman? How does that even work? She showed you half her fucking titty. And I'm not saying because she showed you her titty, she wanted to fuck. But when you say, I want to see your skin, do you understand that's more of a sexual innuendo and she did it because she thought that you knew what you were doing? And the fact that you didn't know what you were doing, you got scared and grabbed your joystick. And she said, and I'm not calling you this, she said, bitch. She said it. She called you a bitch. Because only a bitch would break a woman down, talk about wanting to see her skin, and she complies. And you grab a joystick instead of some skin. How does that even work? You ask to see skin, she gives you skin, and you grab your joystick. You're scared of pussy. Can you just, dude, you just got to admit it, dog. It's okay. The first thing you got to do is admit, I'm scared of pussy. There's no other explanation. So you're saying, okay, you're like this. All right, so, you know, hey, girl, take off your hoodie. Well, why should I take off my hoodie? Because I want to see your skin. Okay. Well, I didn't know you were going to do that. Oh, my God. Look at this. It's titties. Oh, my God. Okay, wait a second. When am I going to? Okay, wait. Think about it for a second. Okay, just breathe for a second. All right, we're right here. It's time. It's time. Oh, my God. It's the time. Time is now. She's going to give me a pussy. Okay, wait. Okay, okay. Woosa, woosa, woo, what the fuck am I going to do? Oh, shit, what the fuck do I do next? No. I'm going to be a boss about this shit, and I'm going to play it real cool because I don't want to see that. I don't know why the fuck. So I'm going to play this shit like a boss. Yeah, I can do that because I'm going to throw her off. So you know what? I'm just going to grab my joystick and start playing Call of Duty. Yeah, that's it. That'll throw off the scent. That's how you sound right there, dog.
Yeah.
Look at you sound. She like, oh, shit, I'm about to get my fuck on away. What is he doing? Why is he walking away from me? Why is he walking away? What the fuck? I'm half naked here. I showed him my titty. What is he doing? Hey, did this motherfucker just call a dude? What the fuck? Okay, cool. Okay, I see how this shit gonna go down. Ah, man. Another motherfucker that bought me a meal and ain't gonna fuck. Look at him. Look at him. Look how he's grabbing that joystick. Wow. Well, I guess I'm just gonna have to tell him that I'm not right for him. I come from the church of Beyonce. Do you see that shit? And while you were either playing Warzone or fucking whatever game you were playing, that pussy, wait, no. Let's listen to the sound. Listen, radio. You know what that sound is?
What is that sound?
Wait, here's the sound. Let's listen. What do you think that sound is, bro? Her pussy drying the fuck up watching you grab the wrong thing. You're grabbing the fucking joystick, and she's showing you. Okay, wait. Let me get. Wait. I gotta ask you a minute that question because something I don't understand. What the fuck was she wearing that you had to put a hoodie on her shirt on a hoodie? What was she wearing?
I don't even describe that shit. It was like a some crop top, right? But it was like strings holding that shit together. So her was like. If she was to stretch
you could have taken off her hoodie and just did it like this. Go, and her shit would have just dropped out, right?
It would just dropped up.
So if you wanted to see skin, why she was saying it was okay, why'd you stop?
I just wasn't thinking with my chest board.
You're just scared of pussy. It's okay. You're just scared of pussy. You just gotta admit it doesn't make you less than a man. See, it makes you less of a man when you know you're scared of pussy and you keep fighting the fucking truth. Just say you're a virgin and you're not used to a situation. You ask for something, you got it, and the fear of success fucking scared you. Where your comfort zone is in that fucking joystick playing Call of Duty. Can you just admit that you're a virgin and you're just admit it's been your first time? You just didn't know what to do. Can you just admit that, man? It's okay. There's nothing wrong with being a 21-year-old virgin. And I'm not going to judge you for that. But stop lying to me, dude. I know you're a virgin. You're a virgin. And it's okay.
I've got pussy before, but I'm not going to lie. The situation was definitely a little nerve-wracking. I'm going to keep it a beam.
Well, okay, well, good. Now we're getting somewhere. Okay. So what was nerve-wracking? What was so scary?
I think the nerve-wracking part was how I'm going to handle the situation after we fuck. I know sometimes. I'm not even going to try to explain that shit, but I'm not 100% sure how to build the environment after we fuck, which is why I was trying to build it before.
But wait a second. Why do you need to build an environment when you have a sexual connection? Remember this shit you think? We connected sexually. We are one. We connect. I mean, you can feel the vibe. When I touched the skin, it started shaking and shit. So what the fuck you mean? Why were you worried about what's happening? Remember, you're the one that said you were connected with her, right?
Yeah.
So what are you talking about? Why did you have to worry about afterwards if y'all have this sexual connection?
Yeah. Because the way my past situation went, I guess.
Oh, well, let's go back. Tell us about your past situation. What happened?
Okay. Now that, yeah.
That was your first piece of pussy. So tell us about your first piece of pussy. You put it in the wrong hole? You missed the hole?
No. It wasn't even my first piece. Yo, so
how do I explain this shit? Because my life is interesting.
Oh, sure it is. Please continue. And you're 21 years old.
More of the story, that was my first piece of pussy after the transformation I went through. Like, I became a whole different man.
Wait. What fucking transformation are you talking about?
Like, I got a better understanding of myself. I created a deeper connection with myself.
How?
Just doing inner work. It took like a year just doing inner work, just understanding myself.
Dog, you know more about those Call of Duty guns than you know yourself, sir.
It was like that at a point, but I'm proud of what
Wait. If you knew yourself, then why didn't you know what to do when you took off your shirt? If you knew yourself, why didn't you know what to do next? I'm sorry?
I'm still exploring. I'm still understanding myself. Like, it's still steps to take.
Wait a second, you said it's been a year. Wait. So your first piece of, how old were you when you got your first piece of pussy?
I was in high school at the time. I said like 16 or 17.
So you didn't get pussy for 5 years?
Nah, I was fucking girls in college too, but this is the first time I'm able to create like a different kind of connection with the female. You feel what I'm saying?
What the fuck are you talking about connection? There was no connection. It was all in your fucking head. It's all in your head. If there was a connection, why didn't you fuck?
I promise you, Steve, I'm not fucking with you, bro. I'm not no lame-ass nigga. I swear to God there was a connection. That's why I even called up. I know, you feel me? I know the difference, bro. I'm not some goofy-ass nigga. I understand the situation.
Says the guy that asked for something, she complied, and her a reward was you grabbing a joystick. She complied to you because you said you wanted to see skin after she showed you her titty. Okay, wait, hold on a second. So she showed you her titty. You were just like, let's just hang out after I saw your titty? Is that what you were thinking? She pulls her titty out, and you're like, oh, golly gee, let's just go hang out and play video games. So that's what you're saying? That's your finding yourself?
You can't even put those together, but it was more like I'm not going to give you the dick right away, you feel me? That's what it was more like.
Wait, you're not going to give her the dick right away. Tell me why you're not going to give her the dick right away, because everything you were doing was for some pussy. Because if you're just feeding a motherfucking woman off general principle, you're even worse than a loser. So what was the purpose of you taking her out to eat for? Why did you feed her?
get to understand her better.
What did you understand about her?
Well, my initial understanding of her was that she's a feminine woman. She's submissive. She would listen. If I was to put her on my roster, you feel me? She would bring me to the
table. Wait. You don't have a roster. So don't lie.
I don't. I'm not even lying.
Okay, wait. I'm asking you, what did you learn about her while you were feeding her fucking ass? Tell all of us, what did you learn about her while you were feeding her? You can't explain because you're you said I'm feeding her so I can see and get to know things about her. Is that what you said?
I'm feeding her because she's with me. Us linking up in general is just
wait. She ain't your girl. She ain't your fucking girl.
She's so not my girl, but that's
right. What I want you to do is look up right now, because I know you're in your fucking basement right now. You want to know why you take care of a woman? Because you're living with one right now. You're your mother. You mean take care of women? What does a woman deserve your meal for? Because your mom told you that shit? Please explain that to all of us. You want to take care of a woman to feed her? Is that taking care of her?
You feel me? This is not going to be some, oh, every time you see me, I'm going to feed you. Nah, it's like you would be the first time. It's our first time getting to know each other. I don't mind paying for your meal.
Why? Okay, you invest your money in the, what did she eat? What did she order? What did she order?
She just got a small mac and cheese with some gravy. That was it. She didn't even eat that shit.
Mac and cheese. That's not that bad, because it's probably the same price of an ice cream, so I'm not going to knock you on that.
For some girls, try to owe you for the extra large jerk chicken, all that. No bueno.
Well, no, I'm just saying because they see you as a sucker.
Do you understand the real
motherfuckers ain't taking no woman out on fucking, they ain't feeding her. Well, why would I feed her? I don't even know her. Why would I feed her? What is the purpose? Listen. Your purpose was to learn things about her. Am I correct?
Oh, I can tell you something. I can tell you something right now. A little embarrassing at first, but just hear me out. So I paid for my meal only at first. I wasn't going to pay for hers at first. Then I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a gentleman. I'm going to pay for yours too. So I paid for her mac and cheese, right? And then when we're walking away, she's like, oh, you better pay for my food. So I'm like, yo, who are you talking to, bro? I'm like, you feel me? Like, what niggas you being around? Like, that's not how it works over here. And then she was like, oh, no. If I was to invite you out, I would pay for your meal as well. So that showed me that she's a woman that reciprocates. For example, that's just an example.
Okay, caller, I'm a pirate because I go, arr. Do you think I got a ship?
I don't see the connection.
Because though, You actually take her at face value. You actually believe the bullshit she's saying right there. She's showing you what you want to see because she's playing chess and you're playing fucking tic-tac-toe. She running.
I'm playing chess too.
You ain't playing chess.
No.
You're sitting down. She's got her mac and cheese. You're eating your fucking Jamaican food. What the fuck is the conversation about? What is the purpose? What are y'all talking about?
I'm drawing blanks right now. I'm drawing blanks.
Okay, so if you don't remember what you said, do you think she's going to remember you?
I definitely do think so because of the vibe and the connection that I spoke about.
All right. So, okay, wait. So there's a vibe. There's a connection. Then all of a sudden you couldn't pee in that restaurant. You had to, wait, how far is your house from the jerk place?
That shit was like 8 minutes, but nah, it was no bathroom in the jerk.
All right, so you drove 8 minutes. Okay, you drove 8 minutes and you pulled up in front of your mother's house. Can't say yours, your mother's house. You're in front of her house, right?
Down the block,
Around the block. And then you start looking at her hand. Wait. Y'all start lighting up a stogie, right? Y'all start lighting up some weed or whatever, right? A blunt or whatever, right? Okay. So you light up a blunt. She smokes it. You smoke it. And then you touch her hand.
Yeah, because I noticed that she was passing. I noticed some birthmarks, beauty marks.
Okay. So you touch her hand and you start talking about birthmarks. And then she yanks her titty out, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then when she yanked her titty out, what'd you say? What'd you do then?
Nothing. I proceeded to bring her inside because that's what I was.
Wait. So she yanked her titty out. You like, okay, let's go inside.
It's not. All right. You feel me? It was smooth the way I did it. I was like.
Wait. tell us smooth. How did you do it? She yanked her titty out. And what did you do then? What happened when she yanked her titty out?
Okay, what happened? I don't know. I didn't make a big deal of it. I wasn't gonna be like, oh, it's a titty. You feel me? Like, just like, oh, okay.
No, I think you did. I think you did say, oh, it's a titty. Because...
Nah, that ain't me, G.
All right. So tell us this move you did, because grabbing a hoodie and throwing it at her and telling her to put that on is not smooth. But let's get to the door. So what'd you do? She pulls her titty out. So what'd you do?
So I bring up the fact that we're about to go inside. For me, she biting her lip.
Wait, go inside and do what?
I was going to, like I said, I was generally going to take a piss, but she's going to come inside. But we ended up just kicking it there.
Well, wait a second. Wait. You took her inside. You gave her a hoodie. You had her upstairs while you pissed, or did you tell her to go downstairs and then you pissed?
Dude, I have a bathroom down here in my basement.
But okay, so you walked into the house.
I take a shit. Like, hold on. I drop a deuce, a hot one.
So you walked in the house and you threw your hoodie at her and told her to wear this before you go in.
I could see. Well, she was doing something with her arms where it's like she was trying to cover her shirt type shit, and I noticed that. So I'm like, okay, hold on, before we go inside. Let me get you a hoodie. She was like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Because I don't want my mommy to see it.
I don't want my mommy to see it, man.
You went to the bathroom, you came back, and y'all started kissing and messing around, right?
Yeah.
And then you told her to take her hoodie off. She asked you, okay, but why? Because you said you want to see some skin. And then after she took the hood off, you went and grabbed the joystick, right?
Oh, we were kissing for a little bit. She had a little belly button ring, so I was admiring that. And I kissed her a couple more times, and yeah, I wanted to go hop on the game.
But why?
Because I wasn't trying to just, like I said, I didn't make it my goal to have sex with her on the first link. It wasn't my goal to conquer, and I'm realizing that's my mistake because that's just the ultimate chess move right there. That's checkmate.
Well, no, it's not the ultimate chess move. What? Okay. I understand if you don't want to fuck. I'm not knocking you because I'm not saying you had to fuck. I'm still trying to figure out why would you feed somebody and waste your fucking time. Even if it's macaroni, and I'll give you that. That's probably the price of an ice cream. That's fine. But you said you were interested in this woman, right?
Well, it's funny because the first time I was only interested in her. There's nothing really interesting about her in a sense. I was interested in her energy because the first time I met her, we had that vibe over it. That's why I pursued that.
All right, you called me saying you had a situation. What's the situation?
This whole entire thing we're speaking about is the situation, and you're helping me break down the situation in and of itself.
All right, so you ready to call? You ready? All right, you ready to call and tell her bring her ass over so I can make it up to you by letting you suck my dick?
Whoa, whoa, well, Steve,
what?
Did you not hear what I said? That she said.
Wait, well, so what? Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, don't you want to solve this?
Yes.
Don't you want to solve? Well, then call her up right now and tell her, you know what? I should never grab that joystick. I shouldn't grab your body. So let me go ahead and make it up to you. Why don't you come back to my place right now so you can get on this dick?
That's an interesting move.
The only reason I'm hesitating right now is because I don't see how it makes sense after she said what she said.
But what do you have to lose? Do you want to, okay, look. Do you want to do one man thing out of this whole situation by cleaning all this shit up, by giving an opportunity to suck your dick?
Yeah.
Or do you just want to be the woman in this whole thing and realize she was the man the whole time? What do you want to do? It's your call. I'm trying to show you how to clean this up and say, you can save face in this shit. Because even if she says no, at least you took a man role and finally told her to do some shit.
So
How is that blunt? Hold on. How is that blunt when she pulls her titty out? You ask to see skin. How is that blunt? I can see if you just met and be like, hey, let me see your motherfucking titties. No, no. You were kissing on her. She showed you her titties. Y'all were in your basement messing around. What are you scared of?
It's just that after that happened.
I understand after that happened. I'm trying to get you to save face or you won't do this shit again.
My thought perspective was, you feel me? I left her with a goodbye message. If she comes back, she comes back.
Goodbye? What kind of girl shit is that? Goodbye? Goodbye? Hold on. Did you have a little handkerchief like goodbye, like y'all on Titanic or something? Goodbye, Leo.
And
they playing.
Just so you can get all this clown shit out the way. Yes, I'm a lover boy. All right. Just to get all that clown shit out the way.
You're a lover bitch. You're not a lover boy. You got mommy. Look upstairs. Look upstairs. The reason you have your problem is that motherfucking woman upstairs. You're acting just like your fucking mommy. I'm a lover boy. Oh, let me finish. And let me guess, once the ship sinks and shit, you'll be like, don't worry about it, baby. I'm going to jump in this ice cold water and become fish food so you can survive and suck other dicks and show me pictures of all the horse riding and all the shit you're doing because I'm a lover boy. Are you fucking serious? Are you serious? If you're a lover boy, give her the opportunity to love on you. If you're a lover boy, give her the opportunity because she made a mistake to love on you. If not, I can play the song again. Oh, Leo. You're fish food. Now I can go on my life and fuck all the guys I want to fuck. And then you're at the bottom of Bikini Bottom getting chewed on by animals and shit. A fish. So, Mr. Loverboy.
Okay.
Yo. No,
wait,
I'm laughing at that. I'm laughing at my boy, man. What? What I'm saying, come on, what? Why would you call? These motherfuckers in the chat room making me laugh and shit. No, I'm saying, why don't you do the opposite of Leo did in the fucking Titanic? Why don't you take reins of this shit, lover boy, and give her...